So the Gemara Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, the Gemara quotes Amar Rav Masna Amar Shmuel, the member of Shmuel, about the 20 letter Vav, about 20 lines from the top, that even though vegetables should be Bari Prihu Adoma, and barley grown from the ground should also be Bari Prihu Adoma, but if you eat raw vegetables, which are normally not eaten raw, it's abnormal. If you eat karachaya, like raw potatoes, that's not normal, so then you say shahakol. Or if you eat kimcha desairi is not normal to eat like that, so then the bracha is knocked down to shahakol nibidvon. So the Gemara presents a machlokes amaroim regarding kimcha dechiti. That's about 10 lines from the top after the two dots. Timcha dechiti. As a machlek, Rav Yudah says, Bar Pri Adam, Rav Nachman says, Shahakol Nibidvar. So Tosfos says, it cannot be that the Kimcha Dechiti means he's taking a sack of flour, the way we have. A sack of flour, and eating flour. So Tosfos said, that's not normal. That should be governed with the rule of Shmuel, from 10 lines later, that if you eat Karachaya, Kimcha Desairi, the Bracha Shahakol Nibidvar, because it's not normal. It must be that Kimcha Dechiti is being eaten in a normal fashion. So the question is, to say Barim Midim Zayin, this is how Moitzi Lechman Horetz. You have to have something choshev. You have to have made it into oatmeal cereal. You have to have made it into wheatina, something, into cake, cookies, bread. Then you have the chashivis to say Mizaynis. And sometimes it's even more choshev than that. And you say Moitzi Lechman Horetz. And when it's just a kaisa says achita, you chew the kernels of grain itself. That's normal to eat kaisa says achita, but it doesn't have the highest. The higher madrega, like cake and like Wheaties and so on, like Cheerios, so kosa achita would be per pri adoma. So that's why one opinion holds over here. Rav Yudah says to say per pri adoma. The same as kosa says achita. Rav Nachman says shehakol because it's ishtani. What's the rule of ishtani? So the Gemara is going to say later. Almost up to that Gemara. That's the Gemara on Lamed Ches on the base and Lamed Tes on the Aleph. So the rule of Ishtani is, whenever it's Ishtani l'mal yusa, then it retains the original bracha. Sometimes it doesn't retain the original bracha when you have potatoes. So the original bracha would be shakol nibidvar, because it's not normal for people to eat raw potatoes. But once you cook the potatoes, then you don't say Ishtani, it should be shakol because it's a synthetic food. No, that's the normal way to eat potatoes when it's cooked. So that's bedavka, then that's not ishtani, then it's going to be bar pri adoma. If you eat it when it's raw, then it's abnormal, so shahakol. So if anything was ishtani l'mal yuso, you don't say it loses its identity and it's considered as if it's a synthetic food and it's knocked down to shahakol. No, then it retains the original bracha. If the thing is ishtani l'gri yuso, then I say that it's a panim chadoshes bo'olakan and loses its original, loses the whole past history, and it's considered a synthetic food. Here the problem is, it's not ishtani l'mayusa, it's not ishtani l'griyusa. If you take the chitim and you toast it, you roast it, whatever, and then it should be bar pri adoma, then you grind it up. See, it's not ishtani l'griyusa. It tastes good like this, like it tasted good before you ground it up, but it's not ishtani l'mayusa either. So that's why there's a machleike samarim. So Nachman says, so Rav Yudah says that it's bar pri adoma. He places the emphasis on ishtani l'griyusa. He says, since there's not garua, the ground up form, ishtani is either by cooking it or by grinding it. That's how the Gemara has later. Either cooking or grinding is a form of is considered a shinui. So over here, since just as many people will eat it in the form of kimcha dechiti as would have eaten it in the form of kosas tzachito, it's normal, so then he holds that it's bar pri adoma. And we paskan that a shakal nibidvar, even though it's not ishtani ligriyusa, but since isle it is ishtani, in isle iluyachrina, really what you're supposed to do is to really get a mufcha dika thing, you're supposed to grind up the kernels of grain, make flour out of it, and then take the flour and make cake and cookies or bread or wheatina or something. So here we just ground it up, and it's just as acceptable to the public, the same percentage of the population will enjoy eating it like this as would have enjoyed eating it before. So we pass in halacha that that's ishtani. You can't really call it ishtani legriusa. It's ishtani, and this since this leilu yachrina. So therefore, over here the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. That's what Tosis points out on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Tosis, the long Tosis. Ibrahim Ascha Hakos is Chito. Zorach Levarach Aleh, Bar Pri Hadom Shar, Afila Bekim Chedechite Amin Eliel. It was one opinion. We don't pass like that. Amin Eliel, the first Mandama said that you say Bar Pri Hadom. Rav Nachman disagrees. He also agrees Hakos is Achito would have been Bar Pri Hadom. He also said it's Ishtani. It's not Ishtani Lamayus, it's not Ishtani Lagvius, it's Ishtani. But since Islay Lu Yachrina said that falls under the category like Ishtani Ligriyus. We discussed a little bit Ishtani Ligriyus, Ishtani Lemayusa. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva. What bracha do you recite on cognac or brandy? Cognac and brandy started off as wine and then they distilled it. It started off as wine that has alcohol content. Certain percentage of alcohol, and the alcohol evaporates at a lower temperature than the wine. I think the alcohol evaporates at 50 degrees centigrade. So they cook it till it reaches 50 degrees and the alcohol evaporates, and then they catch it and they cool it off, so they condense it. So that's called distillation process. So some thought that even though when it was wine, the bracha would have been originally Bar Pri Hagofen. But this is Ishtani. So since it's Ishtani, so it loses the chashivas of wine, the Sephardim Chadosh is Bo'olakan, and it should be Shehakol Nimidvar. So a piece of Rabbi Pesach Frank quotes Rabbi Yankov Emden, who says, what are you talking about? It costs more money. The brandy with the cognac costs more money than regular wine. Obviously, it's considered Ishtani Limal Yusa, so it retains its original bracha, Bar Pri Hagofen. You can make Kiddush and Abdallah over brandy or cognac. There is a discussion. See, there is a taina over here. There is a discussion. Rabbi Chaim Moshe has a tshuva about this. He quotes a Pischei tshuva on Yerideya, who quotes the following discussion from the Mishkanes Yankov. If you had the Gemara talks about a bird that's a kosher bird, but the bird happens to be a treifa. You have an oif tome, that's an eagle is an oif tome. Then sometimes you have a chicken, the chicken is an oif tohar, but it has a broken leg in such a way that it's a treifa. So let's say the hen lays an egg. So the egg that the hen lays is asa b'achila, that's a din of yotzim and asa is asa. Like chala from a behemoth tmeyo is asa, so chala from a behemoth trei is also asa. The Beitz of Soif Tami is also the original Pasuk is Bas Hayana, that Beitz of Soif Tami is also. The Gemara says, well, Dinami, Beitz of Soif Tohar, which happens to be a Trefa, it's also also. So if, let's say, you have a hen that's an Oif Tohar, but it's a Trefa, and it lays an egg, so you're not allowed to eat the egg. What happens if the hen sits on that egg and it fertilizes and it develops into a chick? So then you should say it was a Trefa egg. So if it develops into a chick, so the chick should be awesome. But when the chick is born, it's hopping around and popping around, and it doesn't have any trefis to it. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, Beferish, in the end of Tmura, of all places, the Gemara says in the end of Tmura that chick is kosher. Why is it kosher? Because when the hen sits on the egg to have it fertilized, it's going to go through a stage where the whole egg is going to be spoiled. It's going to be nifsol me'achilo sodom. We have a rule that if you have a piece of nevela, a piece of ham, any piece of non-kosher food, it becomes nifsa machilas sodom, so it doesn't have a shame moichel on it. Doesn't have a shame moichel, so it can't be declared as macholas asur. Can't say that the table is treif, macholas asur. Maybe I put some burning hot treif of food on the table, maybe the table has a blea of treifas in it. So if I'll put burning hot kosher food on top of the table in the same spot, maybe the treifa blea will come out and make the kosher food treif. Okay, that's a possibility. Like you have a treifa pot. What do you mean? How can the pot be treif? The pot is not food. The pot has a blea in it. Okay, it's a different story. So let's say if you originally started off, you had a treifa egg. What was a treif? A yotzim and asar asa, because the hen that laid the egg was a treifa. So that egg was asa. But then when the hen sits on the egg long enough, So that becomes masriach. So that's the halacha. Whenever you have nevela, she'ena ruya lager, the Torah says, what do you do with a nevela? Either give it to a ger toishav, or sell it to a non-Jew. So the Gemara is medayik from that pasuk. Nevela haruya lager kruya nevela. Nevela she'ena ruya lager ena kruya nevela. Once it becomes nifsim achilas adam, it becomes mutter. So the Gemara says this egg became kosher. Then later on, the egg, the hen sits long enough on the egg till it hatches into a chick. Chick is running around. Then you shech the chick. Delicious. Now it's roy lachila. So the Gemara says that's okay, since it went through a period of time that it was nifsal machila sodom, and at that time it lost its original status of iser. So even though later on it's edible, it's delicious, the chick is born, and then I shecht it, and I want to eat it, and I cook it, it tastes good. Once it became mutter, it remains mutter. That's what it says. So there's a tshuva in the Mishkan Es Yankiv where he quotes from a rivosh. The rivosh raises such a possibility regarding all distillation. If you have, let's say, Stam Yenim is only awesome in the Rabban. Let's say you have Yai Nesach Mamish, which according to the Rambam is awesome in Atur. So you have some non-kosher, or let's say you have Orlo. Let's say you have Mashkem, Ayotzim, and Azesim, and Menandov, and Bayorlo, Yelok Aleim. So I have, let's say, Shem and Zayis from Orlo, or Yai and Shel Orlo. That's L'chol HaDeis and Issa Derais. Stam Yenim is only the Rabbanon, and Yai Nesach, the Rambam's opinion that it's Derais, and the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos. Let's say Mashkem Hayetzim Min Azesim Min Menandov Mishal Orlo. So that's L'chol HaDeis. Yeloika na. No machloikis. That everybody agrees that's an Issa Derais. So then, let's say that wine is distilled. So it's going to, let's say, evaporate, and then it's going to condense later on. So when it was in the state of gas, it's ethereal. How can you say there's an Issa Macholos HaSeris on the air? How can you say it's awesome? How can you say that it's awesome? It's not food bichlal. Let's say chametz b'pesach, you're not allowed to get hanor. So let's say there's a brewery, and when they make the beer, so carbon dioxide or whatever it is a byproduct of the beer by the brewery. So someone's going to trap a whole container of this carbon dioxide. So it's chametz dika gas, and then on Pesach he's going to breathe this. I don't know how healthy it is. Let's say his mind is going to breathe in on Pesach. He's going to say, it's osabano. What do you mean? What's osabano? It's not food. If you have chametz, it has to be food. Oichle, mashkim, something. You say it's osabachilo, so it's also osabano. If the thing is not royal achilo, what should I have to say it's osabano? Yeah?
You have to put it into like a public drink and that would be more problematic?
Right, so that's the question. Maybe it's the same as this Gemara by the Beitza, that the Beitza became Masriach, and then later on it became Roy Lachilo. So the Gemara seems to say that that's Mutter. So maybe over here also it should be Mutter. That's the Shaila. So the Rivash has such a suggestion that it should be Mutter. If anything, went through a distillation process. First they evaporated it, and they turned it into gas. And then they condensed it, and it turned back into food. So during the few moments of time that it was in the state of gas, it can retain an Issa Macholos HaSeris. Even if later on it'll be condensed and it'll revert back to become a mashke, there's room to argue the point and say that it should be kosher, should be mut. So according to that, there's no such thing as chametz dika schnapps. All schnapps in the world is going to be kosher to Pesach. You take grain, kernels of grain, and you soak it in water a long period of time, or you cook it in water, different ways of making schnapps of beer. And it becomes real chametz dik. It's machmitz. The chemical process occurs that we call chimutz, as opposed to sirchan. It becomes chametz. But then you're going to distill it. Then you're going to evaporate it. Then you're going to condense it. So once you evaporated it, it became non-oichel. Then once you condense it, it's not chayzer leisura. It's not chayzer v'nir. So Rab Chaim Moizer writes, it's a double yodua. We don't follow that. People always insist you have to have a hashgach on the schnapps, on the beer, to be kosher the Pesach. So he says, but many are of the opinion that that's because chametz b'pesach, you're dealing with an issue deraisa. What about by stam yenam? Can you buy regular brandy or regular cognac in the store? Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank claims that it's bar piagofen, that it's not considered, it's ishtani lemal yusa. So Rav Chaim Moizer writes that there were religious Jews in Europe who wouldn't buy trefa wine from the store, goyish wine, stam yenam, but they would buy brandy and cognac because they relied on this Mishkan Es Yankev. Upaskan's like this Rivosh, that since it underwent the process, in the middle of the process, it became Nifsa Machila. Not Nifsa Machila, it's not even Chepta Boichel at all. It was Ges. A Ges can't retain an Isra Achila. So even though later on it's Chazer and Iyer, the Shaila's over here, it's one long process, a distillation process. But over here by the egg, it's also one long process. The hen sits on the egg. It's not two different processes. That one process you do on one factory, then you ship it to another factory to do the other process. The hen sits on the egg, and first the egg becomes Masriach, Misrach Sarach, the Gemara says, and then the hen continues to sit, and then the same thing that was Masriach, a little later stage in the process, it turns into a chick, and then you shecht it, and then you want to eat it. So it's mamish, one long process. And still the Gemara says, once it's Masriach, it remains Mutter. One can dingzach, that's where Rab Chaim writes in his Sefer on the Rambam, one can dingzach and say that that Gemara that says that once it's nifsal me'achila becomes mut, it's not chayzev neser, maybe that's only by beitzas oif treifor, because the nature of the iser is yotze min ha'asar asar. So it's asar because it's related to the hen. Yotze min ha'asar, it's not asar on its own 2 feet. It doesn't have its own iser machmas atzma, it's asar because yotze min ha'asar. So if it reaches a stage that nifsal me'achila, so you knock it out. So it can't retain an iser. Then when it becomes later chayzer the roi lachila, so now it's if it was held on with a rubber band to the original oif tome or the oif treifa. But then once it became masriach, so then it's not held on. It's not a yotzei min ha'asar anymore. So even if later it's chayzer the nir chayzer the nepach lios roi lachila, you can't call it yotzei min ha'asar. The tziruf to the aim was nifsa. But if you have something that's also machmas atzma, it's not also because it's an anenikal, it's a toldeseim kayotze behem, it's a vlad from an oif tummy or an oif treva. This is arlo. This was arlo, the original arlo. It's not yotzmenos. So Rab Chaim suggests that maybe there's no tzushta. The Chavis Das in Yerideya, the Nesibis wrote in the Sefer on Yerideya, Chavis Das, he quotes that Gemara to prove that the same is true regarding chazer. If I have chazer and a vela, and it becomes masriach, ein roi lachila, and it becomes mutter, and then I mix in a lot of sugar and a lot of flavoring, and I make it again roi lachila. Now it tastes delicious. So he says, you don't say chayz v'nir, that's what it says in the Gemara. So the way Rab Chaim doesn't address what the Chavis Das said, but Rab Chaim is safe on the Rambam, in Hilchas Macholos Asuras, he touches up that Gemara, he understands that Gemara to mean, because it's no longer called yotze min ha'asar. Its connection with the mother broke off. So there's room, Rab Chaim claims in the Rambam, he says there's room to distinguish between yotze min ha'asar as opposed to anisa machmas atzma on its own 2 feet. Anyway, so Rab Chaim Moizer writes in his Trubas in Achiezer that there were religious Jews who would buy regular cognac from the store, knowing quite well, not that they didn't know what cognac was, they knew that cognac was mamish wine. They knew that it started off as wine, but because it was distilled, so they were prepared to rely on the kula of the Mishkan Es Yankev based on the rivash by Yenisa de Rabbanon, by chametz, by schnapps and beer on Pesach. They wouldn't rely on the Mishkan Es Yankev, that's Yenisa de Raisa. But by Yenisa de Rabbanon, they would rely. So Rab Chaim Moizer writes, the more proper, more correct is that one should not rely on that head, or even by Yenisa de Rabbanon. We don't really hold from that head.
Why should the steam rising from the wine be better than Zeya? And we pass in like Elasar. Zeya rising from a meat pot from to that touches a milking pot, that's just a pot. Still we say it's from Mashal Savisar.
Mm-hmm. And it does retain the Issa. It's a good question. I mean, it should be exactly the same. Yeah, it's a good time.
From the Gemara, why isn't the egg at the end of the process to be able to be eaten as well? Because the Gemara has been through the process of Sira, right? At the end, it's now Chaz V'Achila. So why do you have to wait for the chick to be born to be able to eat the chick?
The egg becomes Masriach.
But then it
gets better when it turns into a chick.
Does it get better before it becomes a chick? Before it's about a hash. Isn't that fair that it's now Roy Lachila again, because that's how we always eat eggs, or something, at some point where you eat the egg. So at that point,
that is
now Roy
Lachila. No, we eat the eggs before the hen sits on it. The very beginning. they pull away the egg, so the hen shouldn't. They pull away the eggs that the hen should not sit on it. Once a hen sits on it, it's masriach. When it starts to be masriach, up until the time that it turns into a chick. Okay, the Gemara tells a story here. Gemara says Aloch, and the Gemara tells a story. Lamed Vavim et Aleph. Tzlaf is a berry that grows on a bush. It doesn't grow on a tree, it grows on a bush. What's the status of a bush? Yeshli Vistapik, when a bush is Dino Kitri, a bush is not Dino Kitri. Where do you have Aloch that depends on a tree? So we have a din de rabbana that depends on a tree. Bari pri hu'etz versus bari pri adama. Anything that grows from the ground and it's edible, you got to say a brocha. Normally you say bari pri adama. If it grows on a tree, it's an eitz, then you say bari pri hu'etz. So what's taka the din? Berries that grow on bush, do you say bari pri hu'etz or do you say bari pri adama? So that's only an issue de rabbana, whether you say brocha A or brocha B. We have a cloud called the tikkun rabbana, kein de raisa tikkun. This issue depends on the din d'araisa. So where do you have a din d'araisa? Where we distinguish between something growing on a tree as opposed to something growing not on a tree. So that's what the Gemara quotes, Machlokes b'shamlein b'silo. Here, 5-6 lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara has two nafkaminas. There's one nafkamina regarding orla. Orla in Revai only applies kisavoy al-horat and a titum called Eitz Michael. It has to be a tree. If you plant potatoes in the ground, that's a vegetable, it's not a tree. So there's no din of orla, there's no din of ravai. Would there be a din of orla and ravai on berries that grow on a bush? I know bevados, that is in the middle of the 3 years. I know bevados in America, but whatever is a suffix, so suffix orla is mutter. But let's say I know bevados in the middle of the 3 years. Would you say it's also? So the Gemara says that's what to discuss. There's what to negotiate there, whether a bush is din of kitri or not. So the Braisa happens to say, everybody's moedim. Eli v'eli moedim shechai b'yorlo. Why is Eli v'eli moedim shechai b'yorlo? So apparently, Beisham and Beisila both agree that the berries that grow on a bush have a din of orlo. So he's saying that a bush is dinik a tree. But then Brisa has another nafkamina ledina, it's a tosefta. Here it says disnan, and it says on the side it's a tosefta in klein, it's not a mishnah. So the way we usually assume, tanan is a technical term that only appears in the Gemara connection with a Mishnah, and Tanya is the way he introduced a Brisa. So we would be Magia the word. Other Rishonim were not so medayik about this, but we would assume that there's a misprint over here, it should say the Tanya instead of this not. So what does it say in the Tosefta? There's another difference. There's a prohibition, you're not allowed to plant Kiloi Hakera. Karmachalo Sizikalim. Then there's another din, you're not allowed to plant Kiloi Zroim. Then there's a third din, you're not allowed to plant kiloi ilonis. Where do you have kiloi ilonis? Harkova. If you plant one tree next to the other, plant an apple tree next to a pear tree, next to a cherry tree, the cherries grow on a tree. Whatever, yeah, I guess. Next to an almond tree, all kinds of nut trees. So you can have all the trees, one growing next to the other, there's no kiloi ilonis. So where do you have kiloi by trees? Kiloi by trees, the Gemara says, is only harkova. If I take a branch from one tree and I graft it onto another tree, and then it's going to grow a hybrid, it's going to be a blend of two different fruits. And Mar says that's an Issa deraisa, even a chutz lort, and that Issa deraisa even applies to Bnei Noach. Harkovas Ilonis, it's not officially from the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, it's an additional prohibition, learned that from a pasuk in Vayikra, that it even applies to Bnei Noach. So how come it didn't make it to the listing of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? So the Gemara says the Sheva Mitzvahs, on that we say, Azarosim Zli Misosim, that if the Nochri violates any one of those, he gets Misas Bezin. Bezin Shal Goyim, which is supposed to give him Inish Misa, Be'edech or the Be'dayinech, the Gemara says. Then these additional prohibitions, the Gemara says, they're Asa for the Benach, Harkovas Ilanis is Asa, but there's no Inish Misa. That was the original reason given by the Achrayim. The Magen Avraham quotes the Achrayim who passed an Esreg. That's Esrik Hamurkov, an Esrik that's a graft of a lemon tree and an Esrik tree. So the original reason that they gave was because it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. But the people who grow these strings trees are nochrim. So they said it doesn't matter. The nochrim are also mitzvah on harkovas ilonis, the shachan yoridei, and the siman harkovas ilonis, and kiloyim quotes this from the Rambam and from the Gemara, that's how we paskin. That b'nei noach hamuzim on harkovas ilonis, And that was the original reason that it's mitzvah b'aver. And then the later pasuk in the Beis Ephraim, Magen Avraham lived in the 1600s, and the Beis Ephraim lived in the early 1800s, I guess. So he wrote a tshuva where he rejected that. He said, that's not called mitzvah b'aver. Mitzvah b'aver is like a lulavah gozel, just because someone did hakavas here. The Nochri violated someone, a Jew or a goy, violated hakavas ilonis, said later on you're not allowed to use the esrog. What does it have to do? A different reason why. If you have an esrog amurk, if it's the wrong min, it's not a min esrog, it's a different tal. But so the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, hakavas ilonis, to graft a branch from one tree onto another tree, constitutes an isa deraisa bein boretz bein mechutz l'aretz bein Yisrael bein l'bnei noach. Kiloi hakerem is only an isa deraisa in Eretz Yisrael. Min haTorah doesn't apply to chutz l'aretz. The Rabbanon they introduced it to chutz l'aretz, all over the world. Not only aratzis hasmuchas, trumas amaisis they only introduced to aratzis hasmuchas l'Eretz Yisrael. But kiloi hakerem they introduced all over the world, and not only did they introduce that, it's also to plant it, it's also even to eat it. It's also b'achila, also b'ana. Even if a Nachri planted it, even if a Nachri planted it, he didn't violate any avera at all. The Nachri is not muzer on harkavasi. The Nachri is not muzer on kaloi hakerem. That's for sure not. But still, kaloi hakerem is also b'achila b'ana. Even a chutz l'aretz, even if a non-Jew planted it. If you go to the store, how do you know you can buy any flour, a sack of flour? How do you know you can buy any grapes? Maybe they're growing one next to the other. So that's a din that just like Safa Garla b'chutz l'aretz is mutter. So the Mishnah says the Safa Klai Hakem b'chutz l'aretz is also mutter. You don't have to ask any questions. In Eretz Yisrael, you got to ask questions. How do you know that a sack of flour is kosher? Maybe it's Kloy Hakera. How do you know that these grapes are kosher? Maybe it's Kloy Hakera. So if you have a real Safa Kloy Hakera in Eretz Yisrael, it's also. So you have to have a Hashgoch on that too. You have to know what kibbutz are you buying your pears from? Are they a little bit observant, at least to the extent that they don't have to be Shabbos, but you know for sure that they're careful about the Kaloi Hakera. Or maybe they're not even careful about that.
Can you say that this is only where small farmers would need to use every inch of space, but today all the farms are so big that it's not economical for them to have one field that has wheat and grapes together?
Okay, guys, somebody has to ascertain. Somebody has to ask the thing. It could be on the edge of the field. They have a gigantic field the size of North Dakota. And then they have South Dakota next to it. So they may have decided all of North Dakota is for grapes, all of South Dakota is for grains. So it could be on the border, the bottom of North Dakota, top of South Dakota. It could be that everything there is going to be Kloya Kerem. Okay? So that's why the Hashgach organizations check. They go, they tour around the country and they see who plants what in which kind of a fashion. Then you have a din of Kiloi Yisroim, Taisus assumes as an Issa Deraisa. Sotchol as Isra Kiloi. Kiloi Yisroim, the Gemara says they never introduced in Chutz L'Aretz. It's only Osir in Eretz Yisrael. Taisus holds it's Osir in HaTorah. Kiloi HaKerem is a Pasa. Karmochol as Isra Kiloi. Kiloi Yisroim is Sotchol as Isra Kiloi. So Taisus assumes that it's an Issa Deraisa in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara Kiddushin gives a whole explanation why they didn't bother to introduce that Isser and Chutz L'aretz. They only introduced Kloy HaKerem because Isser Kloy HaKerem is more severe, more chom. Okay. So the Gemara says one is only a violation of Kilayim, Kiloy Yisroim, if you plant a vegetable next to another vegetable. Let's say you plant one tree next to another tree, next to another tree, next to four different trees, all planted, all growing next to each other. But that's not Kloy anything. That's not Kloy Ilonis. Kloy Ilonis is only if you did Hakoveh. And it's not Kloy Yisroim. Kloy Yisroim is only if everything is vegetables. The Gemara has a suffix in Chulin, which is quoted La'aloch and Yeridei. Even though the Chachamim never introduced Kloy Yisroim b'chutz la'aretz, they only introduced Kloy HaKerem b'chutz la'aretz. Kloy Yisroim they never introduced. Maybe if you do Hakoveh and vegetables, maybe that's an Issa Deraisa even b'chutz la'aretz. Just like Harkova Silonis is an Issa deraisa even a Chutz L'aretz even on Earth, so maybe Harkova by Yisroim is an Issa. They have such things. You can in the magazines, you can buy a vegetable, you just plant one vegetable, and it's five different vegetables grow out from the same thing. So how did they do that? So apparently they did it by doing some kind of a Harkova. Not that they're planting one vegetable next to another vegetable, they joined one into the other. So harkovas zrayim, the Gemara has a sofin. Maybe that is also b'chutz la'aretz min ha'toira. So we're machmar on that. We don't allow that in b'chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara has nochamo. There is a machlokes b'shamayim b'silol, whether the berries that grow on a bush are considered, whether a bush is dina kitri, a bush is not dina kitri. So b'silol is of the opinion that bush is dina kitri. And therefore, if I plant a bush that's growing berries next to an area, in the middle of an area where they have vegetables growing, so according to Beis Hillel, that would be mutter. That doesn't constitute kalayim, because since this is a tree, so a tree is not mitzarf not with another tree, and it's not mitzarf with the vegetables to create any yisik kalayim at all. And Beis Shammai hold, no, Beis Shammai hold, that what grows on a bush is not considered dina kitri. It's treated like a vegetable. Since it's treated like a vegetable, so if you plant one vegetable next to the other vegetable in Eretz Yisrael, so that'll be kloi zroim. The kloi zroim, according to Tosfos, is an isa deraisa in Eretz Yisrael. According to Rashi, it's an isa derabanan. Tosfos in Kiddushin, the end of the first pair quotes Rashi, says like that, that kloi zroim, to plant one vegetable next to the other, is only an isa derabanan. What does Rashi do with the pasuk sod chalot sizer kelaim? So Rashi holds that's just a repeat of the other post. The karmachol is ziziklam. It doesn't mean two different things. And Tosfos says, how can it be? One is karmachol is ziziklam, one is sotchol is ziziklam. The Pirush Hamila says that they're two different things. So the Gemara had a stira within Beis Shammai. On the one hand, Beis Shammai say that a bush is not dinu kitri. So if you grow berries growing on a bush in the middle of a vegetable patch, that itself will constitute kiloi Yisroim. But that's like two different vegetables growing in the same location. And then Beishamai said at the end of the Barista, Eilu Yeilu Moidim, Beishamai and Beisila both agree that it has a din of Orla. In order to have the din of Orla, it has to be considered a tree. That's how it says in Chumash. Isn't it a stira within Beishamai? Beisila la consistent, they say, but grow the berries that grow on a bush are dinuk a tree. Both benegir to Heter Kilayim and benegir to Iser Orla. How come Beis Shammai have a stira? So the Gemara says it's not a stira because Beis Shammai sepukim misafkelu. So they go lechumra. That's the second line from the bottom. Beis Shammai sepukim misafkelu. Va'abdi hocha lechumra. Va'acha lechumra. They go.
Like what?
I think Loi is Rayim, no? Why do you think he's talking about Loi al Karen? Kalayim big kerem. Okay, same thing. Same thing. I can grow a grapevine here, and a pear tree here, an orange tree here, and there's no kalayim. Yeah. It'll only be kalayim if you have vegetables growing next to the grapevine. Same issue. If you have separate trees, the trees are not mitzarfin yachad to create an issue of kalayim at all. Right. So the Gemara says that's not a problem. Beis Shammai is not a problem. Sepukim misafkelu v'avdi hachaluchumer v'hachaluchumer. They go luchumer in both directions. Fine. So what would the bracha be if you're eating berries that grow on a bush? Would you say bar pri hoitza? Would you say bar pri adama? So the Gemara says sort of called the tikkun rabbanu kein deraisa tikkun. However you paskin like Beis Shammai b'sil, however you paskin on the level of the deraisa. So according to Beis Shammai, it's sepukim misafkelu. They're not sure where the berries should be. Whether a bush is dina kitri or dina not kitri. So what bracha would they say? If you have a food, it's a safik adam, a safik oetz. Whenever you have a safik adam, a safik oetz, so you say bar pri adam. Because if by mistake you said adam on a fruit, the Mishnah says yoetz. If you say oetz on a vegetable, you're not yoetz. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Where do we have that? Where do we have a food that's a safik adam, a safik oetz? So the Shulchan Aruch gives you an example of a certain food that's similar to, by us, we have bananas, I like that. What's the story with bananas? A banana tree has roots under the ground, and grows very tall, a sturdy tree, and then at the end of the season, the whole tree falls down, but the roots remain under the ground. So the Gemara says, when do you say bar pri ha'etz? When something grows on a tree, what's the definition of a tree? Next year, the fruits will grow on the same branches. You don't have to plant it again. Everything, the tree with the branches, everything stays the same. New branches will develop also. There'll be more fruits. But the fruits grow on the same branches. So the shaila is, what if the whole tree collapses? kefiya teva, but the roots remain under the ground. And next season, the roots will cause a whole new tree to grow up. So the Tur quotes a machlekes harishayim on that. Whether he say bird prihuitz on that, whether that has a status of a pre. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking, the Shulchan Aruch gives you a Spanish word. I think it's the word for papaya or something, I'm not sure. But it's apparently it's some kind of tree that's similar to the banana tree. The whole tree collapses, but the roots remain under the ground and it grows up. So the Mechaber writes that since that, the Tur quotes a machlekes, so that's a sveka that Dina had a paskin. So we suffix, we say, he said bar pri adam. It by mistake, I think Rabbi Kevega writes over there, it by mistake he said bar pri hoitz on a banana. So it's not about dois that it's bar pri adam. It's 2 days in the Tur, it's a suffix. So if by mistake the person said bar pri hoitz on a banana, so we would say suffix brachas l'hakol, and you leave it like that. It wouldn't require that it should repeat the word. So we have such a thing. So that's probably what Beishama would say. Beishama holds sepukim esaf kulu. The berries that grow on a bush is a sveik edina, whether it's a etz or ha'adom. Yeah, we hold like Beisilu. We don't hold like Beishama. So we, but Beisilu hold that bein lekula bein lechumre. The berries that grow on a bush have the status. The bush is considered a regular tree. And the berries that grow on the bush are regular bar pi ho'etz. For all intents and purposes, bein lechumre bein lechumre. That's why Beisilu say ainim klein bekeru. It's not a suffix that you have to go lechumre. It's Bevadoi is considered a tree, and there's no issue of klein. That doesn't create any klein.
What would be the halakha of a mice if you're eating raisins and bananas? You make first a halakha
of
3H, you have to make another
halakha of
you
should
say
something
about
the
eights.
Yeah. Mustama, in that case, Mustama, the advice would be probably to eat the banana first. Normally we would...
The Yevit,
if he says first bar pi hoitz on the grapes, then he wouldn't have to say a broch on the banana misofik. But Mustama is such a case, but we're not sure. Mustama, we would recommend that he should eat the banana first.
With
a hadoma. With a hadoma, yeah.
Then you wouldn't have to make a bar pi
hoitz with some. No. The Yevit, hadoma, patas, and eitz. If I have an apple and I say bar pi hadoma, but the Yevit, patas. But if I'm eating potatoes and I plan to eat an apple, see, if I said bar pi adam on the potatoes and I had in mind that it should pater the apple, that's a machlekes achreinim. The some achreinim say it doesn't pater over there. The only reason why adama paters or eats is if I have an apple and I said bar pi adam, so the if you say I'm not yoitzei, so it'll come out that I said a brachal of atol. But here I said adam on the potatoes, it won't be a brachal of atol anyway. So I say even if you had in mind that you want to pater with this adam, you want to pater the apple. So I think the Shabbosari, some Achraim say, doesn't pater in such a case. And others say, no. If you had a mind, then it will pater. If you didn't have a mind, you should not have a mind. You have a mind, you say, Ho'adoma, to cover the potatoes, and you have a mind to say, Ho'etz on the apple. Normally, you should say, Ho'etz, the bracha yesim uferetes, the Gemara is going to say later. Normally, you should say, Ho'etz, before you say, Ho'adoma, you say, Ho'adoma, before you say, Shahakal. Because Ho'adoma is the bracha uferetes, and Shahakal is the bracha klolis. So Hadoma is more chashuv. And then there's a machlekes, that's on Lamed Tesem et Aleph, Tanoim. More close Tanoim. And then there's a machlekes HaRishayim, whether Ho'etz precedes to Hadoma, because they're both brachas mufaratas. So we're machman that too, that normally you should say Ho'etz before you say Hadoma. But if you have a reason, bedavket, to say fakeres, like over here, it's going to be a sophic brachas. If you're going to say Ho'etz on the grapes first, on the apple first, then it's going to be a steak of the dinah. Maybe the Ho'etz covers the banana too. So misafik, you won't say a bracha. So that's not right. So mustama, then you should say the bracha on the banana first. And then say the bracha on the fruit. That's a good shiloh. So mustama, you should say first. Normally, you should say aloeitz first. And then you say barnefash second. Because aloeitz is a machash with bracha. But in such a case, mustama, we would say first say bar nefashis.
Maybe he doesn't have to.
I don't know. Okay, we got to learn the Gemara. We'll have to find out. I don't know. Some achranim say that if you had, let's say, grapes and then you had potatoes, some achranim say that once you say halaitz or prihoitz, you don't have to say bar nefashis on the potatoes. Why? Because they say, Val Tanuba Sasoda. When
when you say altanuvas hasodas, so that includes the potatoes as well. That includes all vegetables. So most Arachmanim do not agree with that. But lechumre, so some of the later poskim say, you say bar nefashas first, and then you say ahoites later. Because for sure, you're really supposed to say bar nefashas on the potatoes. Just some poskim say that b'diyevit, if you said ahoites or prehoites first, the phrase altanuvas hasodas is going to cover the potatoes also. But it's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to say bar nefashas after the potatoes. So that's what some later poskim say. So in this case, say bar nefashas first. So you say, what if banana? Maybe that's supposed to be the right bracha. The good shayla. Yeah.
The Korah retains its roots. The Korah
retains its roots? Probably does, yeah.
The dead. So why
and Korah, nobody holds that you say bar prehoates. The machlokes is where they say shahakol of adama, but on Korah nobody says who eats.
According to those Rishonim, said that the tree who retains its roots, it's how it eats.
No, that's because you have a pre-growing on an eats. Here, you're eating the eats itself. You can't say bari pre who eats. I'm eating the eats. So one opinion in the Gemara is that you say bari pre adama, because sof kol sof the eats is growing from the ground. But on the Korah itself, you can say, and a banana grows on a tree that grows from the ground. So there the bracha bar pre-hoates can't fit in.
I wasn't sure what I was doing. The Al-Mithiyah, talking about Al-Mithiyah specifically, or Al-Mithiyah?
Every Al-Mithiyah. Whenever you say Al-Mithiyah, Al-Mithiyah, and Al-Mithiyah. If you had chicken, or fish, or something, or soda, or milk, so that's not covered with Al-Mithiyah at all. But if you had something that grows from the ground, even though it doesn't require bracha me'ein shalosh, but since it is tenuvas hasodas, so there was such a minority opinion by the Sfardim, I think. Chacham Avadi question. There was such a minority opinion that the me'ein shalosh covers all bar nefashas that should have been recited after vegetables, because he mentioned al tenuvas hasodas. So the majority disagrees. So in order to avoid getting involved in machlokes, so the later poskim, Chacham Avadi quotes all of this. He recommends you say bar nefashas first. Normally you would say al-amicha first, before bar nefashas. So this discussion that the Gemara quoted, the machlokes b'sham and b'silah, whether bush is dinner to tree or not, the Gemara quoted the Tosefta and Klein that it has relevance with respect to Orla. The Gemara happened to say that Eila v'Eila Moedim, everybody agrees that Orla is not. Why? Because Beishamai never said B'toras Vadai that it's not considered a tree. B'Sil said B'toras Vadai, it is a tree. B'Shamai was Sepukim Esav Kalahu, Abdina Hachaluchum of Hachaluchum. So everybody agrees that it has a din of Orla. So the Gemara says, well, Beishamai and B'Sil both lived in Eretz Yisrael. What would be the din if you live in Chutz Lortz? Here the Gemara, the Amarayim are talking about Chutz Lortz. If you live in Chutz Lortz, and we have a din and a Safek Orla b'Chutz Lortz is Mutter, even if it's not a 50-50 Safek, even if it's a Safek Koldahu, even if it's only a Safek Koldahu, that's the Lashon that the Ran coined, the Ran on the Rif, the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. Because the Gemara quotes a line here, the last line on Lamin Vav Amir Aleph, Safek Orla b'Chutz, Safek Orla b'Eretz Olah, Safek Surya Mutter, well, b'chutz lortz, not only a safek hashokol is mutter in Surya, only a safek hashokol is mutter. In chutz lortz, even a safek hakorav levadai, even a safek, you can easily ascertain what the answer is. Pick up a telephone and make a phone call for 25 cents. That's not called a safek. A safek, shapsha levar bekal, is not a bona fide safek, it's not a legitimate safek that would enable you to say safek the rabbanon lekula. But safek, korla b'chutz lortz, is more kal. Yorid v'lokeach, I can go to the orchard and buy from the owner of the nochri who owns the field. As long as I don't see him plucking off from the tree, every tree says when it was planted. So as long as I don't see that it's a vadayarla, even though it's a sofik shepsha levar bekal, you don't have to ask any questions. So that's what the Ran points out. You see from that Mishnah, the sofik orla b'chutz lortz mutter is a bigger kula than sofik derabbanan lekula. Orla b'chutz lortz is halach, some opinions in the Gemara hold this halach l'moshe m'sinai. And that's where the Gemara posed the questions to why should Sveika be Mutter, should be a Safik derives of the Chumra. So the Gemara answers, Kach Nem Halacha, that's the din, Safik is Mutter. So the Safik Arla is more Mutter, more Lahakal than a Safik derabbanan lekula. This is a sofik shev shalavar bikal. Or you have a machlokes ha-poskim. Rav ha-poskim hold the chumra, and miot ha-poskim hold the kula. So kol mokam shatamotzi yochid mekel v'rabi machmirim halachik divrei rabim. Whether it's a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan, that's not a sofik d'rabbanan l'kula, because there's a minority opinion that's mekel. But by sofik garlo b'chutz l'oretz, we say l'hakil. Kol ha-mekel b'arts halachik imosa b'chutz l'oretz, because it's a sofik holdu. Sofik holdu is sufficient to be mekel. So the Gemara posed the question, why shouldn't I say that on all berries that grow in chutz l'oretz, on bushes, the whole din of barlo shouldn't apply? Why? Because Beis Shammai v'sepukim esafkelu. So Beis Shammai themselves lived in Eretz Yisrael. They were Tanoim. They lived in Eretz Yisrael. Shammai and Hillel lived 100 years before the Churban Abayis. They had Talmidim and Talmidim. It continued. The Beis Shammai b'Sillel schools continued after the Churban Abayis as well. But they all lived in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael they say whatever grows on the bush has arla because it's a suffic arla be'eretz Yisrael. But in chutz laretz, why don't we consider it a suffic arla? Aye, but it should be 75 to 25. Besilul hold that what grows on a bush is a tree. It is subject to arla. Mishamai is sepukim misapkelahu. So it's 75% is noita that it does have a din of arla. So Gemara says, so what? But even if you have a raiv. Lahachman, a miut lahakal is still sufficient to be called the Safik Arla because it should be mutter. So the Gemara says, no, we totally ignore Shitas Bishamai. Bishamai ben Makam Bishilal, Eina Mishnah. That's the second line from the top on the Aflamid Vav on the base. So we said already, what does it mean, Bishamai ben Makam Bishilal, Eina Mishnah? They were Omdu Laminyan. Since they took a vote on the issues, the Machlaikis and Bishamai said they were always Omdu Laminyan, and the Bishil were in the Raiv, except for 24 cases where the Bishamai was in the Raiv. So since it was on the Laminyan, so we totally ignore the Shitas of Beis Shammai. It's Lav Dafka Beis Shammai Bisil. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says there were other issues also, other Tanoim and other Amoraim. Whenever it's on the Laminyan and it was voted, they were sitting together and they took a vote, so then we totally ignore that Shita. That was Nitcha Min Halach. That also, we have a list of, right, that's the Mishkan Es Yankif, in a Sefer Koheles Yankif, he has on the first perek in Brochus, he doesn't have it on Daf Tes, he has it on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. He has it on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. So he points out that whenever there's a Machlokes and we paskin like the majority opinion, doesn't mean that the minority is assumed to be incorrect. We assume Eilu Eilu Divil Kimchai. It's halacha lemaisa, we adapt one position. But since we've adapted that position, so what's the relevance, what's the significance in saying Eilu Eilu Divil Kimchai? So usually we say, well, if you learn the Shitas Beishamai, it doesn't constitute Bittul Torah. Even though you're spending a lot of time, you know in advance I'm not going to pass like that. Eilu Eilu Divil Kimchai, it's a Cheftz of Torah. And it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. So the Mishkan Es Yankif points out it's more than that. It's even the Psak Halacha Lamaisa also. Where do you have it, the Psak Halacha Lamaisa? So he says in Kol HaMekel Bartz Halacha Kamaisa B'chutz Lord by the Orla. And then we apply it to Halacha Dera HaMekel Ba'ovel. And then he says we assume that it constitutes Amidus Chassidus to be Machmer like the minority opinion. HaMachmer Tov Ola Brocha. And then he has, indeed, Mominus, you have cases like that also, that Kimli Kehamiyut. If I'm Muchzak on the Momin, I have the right to say that I hold like the Miyut. You can't be Moitzi Momin Miyodi based on a Rov HaPoskim. If the Miyut HaPoskim say like thee, say in favor of me, so you say I'm Moitzi Mechavelever, I can't be Moitzi Momin. He has a few more Nafkaminas. So all of those Nafkaminas would only apply, or B'Shas HaTchak, Kedai Rab Shimilis Mechola B'Shas HaTchak, that case also. It's a midas chassidus to be machmer like the minority if the minority is machmer. And shasatchak, you can rely on, if it's a big shasatchak, you can rely on the shita hamakila. So all of these nafkaminas la'alacha only apply if it was not amdu l'minyan. Whenever it's amdu l'minyan, so all the nafkaminas fall off. That's included in the statement that the Gemara has, that Beishamai b'makom Mesila had a Mishnah. It's not that we have something against Beishamai. Beishamai and Mesila was one example of Amdil Aminyan. Any case when it's Amdil Aminyan, so all the nafkaminas don't apply. You wouldn't say Kedai olis mechola b'shasat chakida. Correct?
Always
say that Rabbi Yehoshua always loses, like against Rabbi Huda and against all the Tanaim. So that was like the accepted cloud from the Mishnah. So how could we rely on Rabbi Shimon still?
I don't know. I don't know whether
Amdul Aminyan, maybe later on they decided that was the consensus, that was the right. But I don't know if they sat together. Amdul Aminyan means they all sat together and they outvoted the minority opinion.
So you want to say that the Shas is not going to be posted because of the Moshe.
Still the fact that we still have the Chashver at the Shas Chak, especially as Rosh Hashanah. So why would we use Lashon in addition? It seems a redoved outright. We are doing outright. Not Machshavah. No, you're not. Kedai this Mechol B'Shas HaTchak only applies if it was Loy Amdul Aminyan. But whenever it's Amdul Aminyan, we would say B'Shamei Mokam Mesil Enemishna B'Shas HaTchak. You may not rely on B'Shamei. No, that's exactly. All of the six Nafkaminas that the Mishkan is Yankiv has on Daf Yudalef and Aleph in the Sefer Keilas Yankiv, none of them apply whenever it's B'Shamei and B'Sila, because all of those cases were Amdul Aminyan. Or Rav Moshe writes in his Sefer, in his Chuvos, who had the name any other Machlokes Tana Mamaroi, and they sat together and the minority was outvoted. So whenever it's Amdul Aminyan, all the Nafkaminas fall away. So again, so what if I have a bush that grows berries in America? So the Gemara says that it has a din of orla, and we're not allowed to rely on Beishamai Shita, that Beishamai holds Sipukim Misafkeluhu, that maybe it doesn't have the din of a tree. No. Beishamai Makam Misilei Mishnah. So what do you do when you have the berries? What are you supposed to do with the berries that are orla? So the Mishnah, at the end of, next to the last Mishnah, Maseches Tmura, gives you a list of all of these Siri Hanon, divides them into two categories. Some of them are Minhanis, some of them are Nisrafim, and some of them are Nigborim. Some of them there's a mitzvah to burn, and others no mitzvah to burn. It's just you have to dispose of it, get it out of the house to make sure that you don't make a mistake. You may forget that it's not kosher, you may eat it, you may get Hanon from it. So Basa Becholov is Minhanigborim, you have to dispose of it. And Orlon, Klaya Kerma Minhanisrafim, sure. How do you know it's an Esrafim? Because the Pasuk says by Kiloi HaKeren Pentugdash HaMalei HaZer Shatizra Tuas HaKorem. So Pentugdash, the Gemara Darshans, as if it were written Pentukadesh. Pentukadesh. If you have Kiloi HaKerem, so you have to burn it. So that's the Mokka for Srefa by Kiloi HaKerem. How do you know that there's Srefa by Orlo? How do you know they're supposed to burn the Orlo? So Rashi and Tosfos don't know what the source is. And that Mishnah, next to the last Mishnah on the last Amid base in Tmura ends on an Amid Aleph. So the last, next to the last Mishnah is on Amid base. So Rashi and Tosfos write there must be some Yalfusa making an equation between Kalei HaKerem and Orla, because the pasuk that says it's Bisrefa really only appears in Chumash by Kalei HaKerem. But the Gemara always, we don't know what the pasuk is by Orla, but the Gemara always assumes that these two are twins. They always go together. So there must be some Yafusa connecting the two. Rashi and Tosfos say they don't know what it is. So what does it mean? You're supposed to burn the Orla? It means I pluck off the Orla, I'm supposed to burn it. So that's what the Achreinim are bothered with the Kasha. The Gemara says, Zarekes Rav Yonis. If you have Tzlaf Shel Orla B'chutz La'aretz, Amrav Yud Amarav. Around 25 lines from the bottom, 20 lines from the bottom, you have Hilchus HaKavosei D'Shmur, then you have two dots. Lamed Vav Amarav. Then the Gemara says, after the two dots, Amar Rav Yudah Marab, Tzlaf Shalor L'Bchutz L'Oretz Zarkes Av Yoynes. Safigar L'Bchutz L'Oretz is Mutter. So he says, but the Av Yoynes, that's Vadai Orla. You don't consider that Safigar. We ignore Shitas Beishamai. Beishamai doesn't make it into a Safigar. So how can Gevald, how can it be Zarkes Av Yoynes? It should be Surifes Av Yoynes. How come he's not burning the Av Yoynes? So the Chasam Sefer has a Tshuva where he says that he was so close with Rav Nas Nadla, he loizaza yodim etoch yodi.
He says, I was always watching everything that he did. I know everything that he did. Like he writes, the Chasam Sofer writes that there are some who are machmen to make a cruise bull before the Shnas HaShmita enters. Because the Chosh is for the Shita Sarosh and Gittin, that even though Shvi Seinim Shametis Elul LeBesof, but still, you're not allowed to, there's a din of Layigos. You're not allowed to, even though the Shemitah didn't cancel a dead, but the din of Layigos already begins. So you're not allowed to ask for the dead during Shnas HaShemitah. So if you make a prusval in advance, before Shemitah sets in, so then you avoid that problem. That's what it says in the Tosefta, the last page in the Tosefta. In Shvius, it says, prusval is, when do you make the prusval? Before Shemitah begins. So the Rosh quotes that, and he says it doesn't make any sense, so he knocks sense into it. That even though Shemitah didn't cancel a debt, but there's a din of legalists. The Ramban quotes the Tosefta. He says it must be a misprint. It doesn't make any sense. So there were those who were machma like the Rosh to make a prusbul before Shemitah entered. So the Pischet Shuvah on the bottom of the page in Choshen Mishpot, and that simon about the prusbul, simon Samach Zayin, he quotes the Chasam Sofer. He says that I was always watching everything the Rabnas Nadler did. The Zaza Yodi Mitoch Yodo, and he says, I know for a fact he did not make a prusbul on Erev Shemitah. And that's like Moshe Rabbeinu. To him, his Rebbe Ramnas Nadler, he was the greatest Goyim. And if he was not Machmer, there's no need to be Machmer. You don't have to be Machmer. So he writes the same over here. He knows for a fact that his Rebbe had trees that were Orla, and his Rebbe just took the pears and he threw them in the garbage. He didn't bother to burn it. So he says, that's the din. That's what it says in the Gemara. Zarka Savyanis. It says in the Gemara, throw it in the garbage. So how do you explain the Gemara, how do you explain Rav Nosson Adler's prayer? How come he didn't burn it? What happened to the Mishnah that the Orla has been on Israfim? So the Chasam Sofer gives a whole explanation. And he says like this, when it says that Orla Klakem Amin on Israfim, it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah that you have to burn it. The Mishnah says, what's the difference between Israfim and Igborim? So it says in the Mishnah, if you'll burn Nisrafim, the ashes will be mutar. So he says, that's all it means. You're not obligated to burn the Orla or the Klar Kerem. If you're interested in using ashes, so then you can't. If you'll burn Basa B'chalav, the ashes will be Asa B'hano. But if you burn Orla or Klar Kerem, if you'll burn it, then the ashes will be mutar B'hano. But if you don't need any ashes, if you're not interested in using the ashes, so who says you don't have to burn it? He says, V'haraya, that the Moni HaMitzvah didn't count it as one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. It should have counted one of the mitzvahs, one of the 248 mitzvahs, it should have been a mitzvah to burn Orla and Klei Akir. So he says, the teretz under both kashas, how come my Rebbe didn't burn the Orla, and how come it's not counted as a mitzvah? Chode v'chavato mitaretz, so the teretz says, there is no such mitzvah to burn the Orla. If you'll burn it, then the Halacha says that the eshes will be mutar. So the Orach HaShulchan Chaps is spiteless from this Chasam Sofer, and he quotes this in Hilchas Orlo, in Yerodei Chela Gimel, he quotes this, that you're not obligated to burn the Orlo, if you'll burn it, then the ashes will be mutar. Rab Chaim in his Sefer quotes Rishonim say that the reason why Hanisrochim Afra mutar, the reason why the ashes are mutar, is because Ein Lachodavish and Asis Mitzvaso Yemoyer Limbo. And then Rab Chaim has to explain what that means. So he says the whole, he's explaining in the Rishonim, he's not making up his own. So he's explaining what they meant was the whole Issa Hanoah of Orla Kerem is because if you get Hanoah from it, that'll constitute a bitl mitzvah, so you have this Reifa. Basa b'chalav is Asa b'anoah, it's Asa b'anoah, period. It's Asa b'anoah, Gid Hanoah, Shemon Tanah, it's Asa b'anoah. Chamez b'pesach is Asa b'anoah. But Orla Kerem really is not Asa b'anoah. It's Eimed l'sreifa, and if you'll be Nene from it before you'll burn it, it's considered as if you're mevatel a mitzvah of burning it. But if you burnt it already, you fulfill the mitzvah, so mele it's going to be muta b'ano. There's no reason that it should be yosser. It's not that it's also b'ano and the burning it makes it muta b'ano. No, yisano stems from the fact that you haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah of burning it. It's simed le mitzvah so abshreifa, you have to burn it. So if you b'nene from it before burning it, that constitutes, even though you plan to burn it later, that constitutes a bitul mitzvah. So according to Rab Chaim, you can't say this, that the Chasam Sofer says. Chasam Sofer says there's no mitzvah to burn it all, you're not mechuyif to burn it. But if you want to use the ashes, then you have to burn it in order that the ashes should be mutar. Rab Chaim said that's impossible. He says the Rishonim said, Nasis mitzvasa is matarid. What does it mean? The whole Issa Hanoah rests on the fact that you're mechuyif to burn it, it's aimed the shreifa, and the Hanoah, getting Hanoah from it without burning it,
constitutes a bitul mitzvah of this rate. So Rav Chaim doesn't hold like that. How come it's not counted in the minyan mitzvahs, the 248 mitzvahs I say? So the pashtus is like the Rambam postulated 14 klolim. There's the 14 shoroshim in the first half of the Sefer mitzvahs, where he explains what deserves to be included in the minyan mitzvahs and what not. So he says, first klal is you're not going to count mitzvahs the rabbanon. Second klal, you're not going to count dinim that are only learned through the only known through the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. And every generation they could add on more and more and more drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh, and they'll all become dinim deraisa. So every time you come up with a new mitzvah based on reading in between the lines, you have to knock off another mitzvah, because you can only have 248 mitzvahs. So the Rambam does not. That's ridiculous. The 248 mitzvahs are say lefi pshutu shel mikra, based on Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh can have millions and millions of mitzvahs. Here, does it say in Torah Shebichsav that Orla Klakerem is a mitzvah sebisreifa? Pentugdash amleya. Pentugdash means it'll, lest it'll become asabano. Kodesh means asabano. So the Gemara has a drasha, tukadesh. That's not pshuta shal mikra, that's a drasha of the Torah Shebal Peh. So drasha of the Torah Shebal Peh, according to the Rambam, doesn't belong in the minyan mitzvahs. So if you don't accept that teretz to the kashas of like the tzirik shver, how come the Rav Nos Nadla didn't burn the orlo, and how come the Gemara says like that? Zarek is so avyonis, you just throw out the orlo. Why do you just throw it out? You should say that he has to be sorif, the orlo. So the Ragachover has a teretz, which is basically based on a whole way of thinking the Rav Chaim has in his sefer. The Ragachover Rav Chaim learned together for a while as children. They learned by the Beis Halevi. So they both say the same mahalach. We already discussed, there is a klal that one only gets malchus if he violates an aver, which is dumi de lav da chasim. How did we develop that klal? An aver, in order to warrant malchus, has to be similar to l'satzim shabedishim. Why is that so? Because the Gemara says at the beginning of Yevamos, that in Kala Tarakula Bereshis through Bamidbo we don't darshan smuchim, we only darshan hekesh. Hekesh means if the two dinim written in the same pasuk. But if you have one pasuk written next to another pasuk, you have two dinim adjacent next to each other based on the smichas apsukim. So we don't, as machlekes hatanaim, so we usually assume you don't darshan smuchim, with the exception of Mishnah Torah. In Chumash Dvarim we do darshan smuchim. The Gemara gives a whole dissertation. Why is Chumash Dvarim different? So we have many, many halachas based on smuchim in Mishnah Torah. So one of them is this, that you have the pasuk v'hayom bin hakos ha-rasha. If a person is a Rasha, he deserves to get malchus. V'hipila hashofet v'kol lefanav k'dei v'shos v'mispar boim yakenu v'lo Yosef. You give him malchus ha-boim. So that whole parsha of malchus, the regular parsha malchus, appears adjacent to the pasuk of l'asatz m'shabedisha. So the Gemara says v'chumish dvar midarshin smuchim. So that's the klal, that's the guiding principle. Any avera that's for Lasachim Shabbadisha, you get Malkus. And any other that's similar to Lasachim Shabbadisha will warrant Malkus. If it's this similar, then you don't get Malkus. So the first rule is that Lasachim Shabbadisha appears in Chumash. What if you have a lab that's only known through Allah al Moshe Messina Torah Shemapa? We have an oral tradition. So it's not even written in Chumash at all. So that's number one. That's not called Dumi the Lab the Hasim. The Gemara says further, even if it does appear in Chumash, the Lab is written explicitly in Chumash, but it's not written Beloshin Loi Sachsim Shabbidisha. There it says Loi. Or if it says Hishama Pen or Al, that's the equivalent of Loi. But if it doesn't say Hishama Pen Al, it's a Lav Abba Mechlal Asay. So the Gemara says you don't get Malkus for that. Lav Abba Mechlal Asay is an Asay. What does it mean it's not an Asay? Lav Abba Mechlal Asay is a Lav. But for the purposes of Malkus, we treat it as if it were an Asay, because it's not Dumi, the Lav the Hasima. Dumi the lab dechasimim means number one, it's written in Chumash, number two, it's written Meloshin Yishama Pen Al Aloy. If it's lava b'machlala sein, then it has to be more. It has to be dumi the lab dechasimim. It should be a lab sheyesh b'maisa. It should be a lab sheloi nita klase. It shouldn't be a lab anita natashlumin, and so on. All the rules and regulations that the Rambam quotes. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Oral she'ovad zayver anisa. A kohen never had a bris milah. So he's not allowed to be makir karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. Where does it say this in Chumash? It does not say. Dov zemet Torah Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu. Hashabo Yecheskel ben Buzi v'limdoni. Yecheskel Anovi came up with this din. Mara says, what do you mean? Ein Novi Shadacharish Dov HaMiyata. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu never said such a din. Yecheskel Anovi comes up with a new din. We should stone him. We should declare he's a Novi HaSheker.
What right does Yecheskel Navi have to come up in the new din? Gemara says no. It was always an oral tradition. Gemara Gemiri law. It was a lochal Moshe Mesinif in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, so Yecheskel asked Mechakro. Yecheskel incorporated it in his Sefer Nevuah. But it was always such a tradition. So Rashi says, since it's Gemara Gemiri lay, since it's only halacha and you can see that it doesn't appear in Chumash at all, so Rashi writes that there's no Malkus. That's how Rashi writes there's no Malkus. The Rambam disagrees over there, holds that there is Malkus by all Shabbat, so we just spoke about it on Shabbos, I think. When we spoke about Parshas Lech Lecha, so we explained the Rambam, how the Rambam gets around it. But Rashi writes over there that there's not going to be any Malkus. The Rambam agrees in principle with Rashi that there's no Malkus on a lav that's only known through the Torah Shabbat. That's not written in Chumash at all. The only time you get Malkus, if it's Dumi Dolav Dachasim, the first rule is has to be written in Chumash. It's not written at all, not. So the Rambam doesn't happen to agree with Rashi. By Oral Sha'avad, he gives a whole explanation why the Oral Sha'avad is like it. But the Rambam writes it regarding Orla B'chutzlords. If one eats Orla B'chutzlords, ain't a like it. He says, because the whole Isser is only known through the Torah Shabbat. So then the Rambam says, and it's a pel on the Gaonim who say otherwise. The Gaonim in the Shiltas that Tosfos quoted, Alamed Ham and Aleph, that Shiltas, Simen Kuf, says that one who eats Orla B'chutzlords is like it. So the Rambam says, Pella, how can they say that? After all, it's only halacha Moshe Messina, it's not Dumi Dalav Dachasim. But then that's one machlekes, the Rambam and the Goyim. Does one get Malkus for eating all the Bechutzlord? The Rambam says, no, Malkus, because only known through halacha Moshe Messina. And the Goyim disagree, and it's questionable. How can they disagree? It doesn't appear in Chumash at all. That should be the Klal Muskam. Everyone should have agreed to that. Point number two, there's another machlekes, the Rambam and the Goyim. Do you have the din of Ravai Bechutzlords? So the Goyim say, once you have halacha l'moshe Messina, that oil is neheges b'chutzlord, so Ravai is an extension of orla. So the halacha l'moshe Messina applies to Ravai as well. So if it goes to b'chutzlord, and Tosfos quotes the Shiltas only on grapes, not on other things, okay, is what to touch up a little bit. You can a little bit makele over here. But in principle, there is a din of Ravai b'chutzlord. The Rambam disagrees, says, no, the halacha l'moshe Messina is only nemra on orla. You have no right to extend the halacha l'moshe Messina. We have a midav mamatzinu. You have Yud Gimel Midas, I'll turn it Reshes. We have more than Yud Gimel Midas, we have many Midas. So one of the many Midas is a Mamatzin. That if you have a din in one place, we extend it to all cases that are similar to that. Like we always give the Moshe, it says, that's a sheet to Omdim by the Karshei HaMishkan. So the Gemara says that the din, Omdim, Kederach Kedilosam, doesn't only apply, not only restricted to the Karshei HaMishkan, it applies to Lulav and the Yesrik. You have to hold everything Kederach Kedilosam. So all of the Midas HaTorah and Reshes, remember, only Nitnu Lihidarish on Torah Shebichzav. If you have Halacha L'Moshe Messinai somewhere, then you want to extend it. If the din is like this over here, Halacha L'Moshe Messinai, so it should apply in all cases that are similar. So the Gemara says, you can't be Dana Kalbachem, Ein Lemeidim Halach, Ein Lemeidim Kalbachem Me Halach. If something is only known to Halacha L'Moshe Messinai, you cannot extend it with a Mamatzinu, with a Kalbachemer. The halacha that you extend the din from one mitzvah to the other. Ati shita mamnim is in the mitzvah binyan ha-mishkan. So you extend it from the mishkan to the dalet ninim. Alimud midin echad lachaveiro. So that's only in Torah Shebichzav. In halacha Moshe Messinai, because we assume all of Torah, kol ha-Torah kula in yinechad, all the dinim in the Torah fit into one big pattern. That's the whole yisayid of the Yud Gimel Midrash, HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. The whole yisayid of Kavachayim and Ma'amatzina, that all the dinim fit into one pattern. But Halacha L'Moshe Messina doesn't necessarily have to fit into any pattern. So it cannot be done a Kalvachem or a Mamatzina. So the Rambam is in disagreement with the Goyim. The Halacha L'Moshe Messina was only Nemra on Orla, and you have no right to extend it to say, well, it applies to Orla, so what denami that applies to Revai? No. Masha Nemra, Nemra. Masha Le Nemra, Le Nemra. So there's a double machlekes, the Rambam and the Goyim. One machlekes, if you eat Orla B'chutzlois, do you get Malkus? So the Rambam should it makes more sense. The Rambam said there's no Malkus. We don't understand the Goyim. Then the second Machlek is also a little strange. The Rambam says that you have no right. There's no Mamatzino on Halacha L'Moshe Messina. You cannot extend it. That's the Gemara of Blaz and the Milo. The Gemara says, Ein Donim Kavachem Me Halacha. You can't Gemara. And Nozir also like that. Midrash HaTorah Rashi's member only Nitno Lidorish on Torah Shebichzav on the assumption that all the Dinim, all the Tariag Mitzvahs fit in to make one big pattern. But the halachas and Moshe Messina don't necessarily make up one big pattern. Chappi is one halacha Moshe Messina, another halacha Moshe Messina. Doesn't have to fit into any pattern, so you cannot be done a mamatzina from halachas. How come the goyim over here were done? They said that
Once you have a din of varla b'chutzlar, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, so it applies varla to net, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai extends also to net the rabbi. The Rambam says you can't extend it. So Rab Chaim in the Sefer explains that these two machlekes and alu shitosim, it's really one and the same. He says the machlekes, the Rambam and the Gaonim is, what's the nature of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai? You have two kinds of halachas l'moshe m'sinai. We have Taryag mitzvahs ha-Torah, we have a million, a billion, and one dinim in the Torah. And then you come with the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So sometimes the halacha l'moshe m'sinai will be telling you another din. You have a billion and one dinim, now you have a billion and two dinim, another din. Din mechudash. Halacha mechadeshes, halacha l'moshe m'sinai tells you a new din. And once in a while you have halacha l'moshe m'sinai that on your own you would never have guessed in a million years that this case falls under that category. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai says that this case falls under that category. So after the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was formulated, it comes out that the pasuk is talking about this case. Take for example, there's a famous discussion in Masechah Shabbos. We know that there were lama tests of his malachas. One of the malachas is hamotzi meshus l'shus. Now all the malachas are established based on malachas hamishkan, because in the pesukim of Chumash it says like that. You're not allowed to. You have to observe Shabbos, and you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. You see, whatever activities were significant, whatever activities were significant in connection with the Binyan HaMishkan are considered Ovis Malachas. So the Gemara says there was Moitzi Mishus L'shus. What about Mavad Al Aramis Mishus Rabim? Did that exist in the Mishkan? So the Gemara drays and drays and drays. The Gemara says no. That's Halacha L'Moshe M'sina. Hilchasa G'meirila. That's Halacha L'Moshe M'sina. So there on that Gemara, that's a discussion. The Alichas Eliyahu has a discussion. Alichas Eliyahu is a sefer by Rebellia Feinstein, Rebellia Perugina. That was Rav Soloveitchik's other grandfather, that he learned most of his learning he learned by that grandfather. He was raised by that grandfather. So and then they have it in the name of Rav Chaim also, this piece. And then the Ksav Sefer has a tshuva about this. What's the nature of this Hilchas Gemiri law of Marad Al Aramis B'Shusra? It's a separate din. In addition to Moitzim Meshus L'Shus, you're not allowed to carry the Alamas. It's another Halacha L'Moshe M'sinai. Or should I say no? The Halacha L'Moshe M'sinai declares, this is how the Balamor and the Ran write in Masechah Shabbos. The Halacha L'Moshe M'sinai declares that Moitzim Meshus, that every case of Mavad Al Aramis B'Shus Rabim is considered as if he had been Moitzim Meshus L'Shus. Why so? Because Dal Aram Shaladam Amakob Shaladam, and Dal Aram Shalachef is Amakob Shalachef. So if I have an object sitting in the street over here, I pick it up and I put it Dal Aram 5 amas away, I was Motziyat Mishuzu L'Rishus Acheres. Motzi Mishuz L'Rishus doesn't only apply from Rishus Ayachet to Rishus Arabim, or Rishus Arabim to Rishus Ayachet. That's what I would have thought. But once you have the Halach HaMoshe M'Sinai, so it's not the Halach HaMoshe M'Sinai came up with a new Isser, Yesh Me'ayin, the Marad Al Aramis B'Shus Aram is also unrelated to anything else. No. The Halach HaMoshe M'Sinai declares that every Marad Al Aramis is a form of Motzim M'Shus L'Shus. The object is resting in the Rishus HaRabim, so that Dal Aramis Sevivov have the status of Mekom M'Shal HaChefetz. So if I pick it up and I put it 4.5 amas away, 5 amas away, I was Motzim from its original Rishus, I placed it into a new rishus. So that's a discussion in Achrayim. What's the nature of Rishayim Achrayim? What's the nature of the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of Marad Al Aramis B'Shus Ram Hilchos HaGemiri Lo? So here also Rab Chaim in a sefer and the Ragat Shover writes exactly the same. They raise the issue: what's the nature of the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that Orla B'Chutz L'Aretz is us? After all, in the Chumash that says Kisavoy Al Ha'aretz. When a Taitim call it's Michael. So the simple pshat is the Chumash is only talking about Orl and Revai and Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say a word about Orl of Chutzlart. Orl of Chutzlart is a separate, independent halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Or you can perhaps say not so. You can perhaps say, how do you translate the words Kisavoy El Ha'oretz? If you would have only had the Chumash, we would have said on our own, Kisavoy El Ha'oretz is telling you, the Mokam Nihuk Hadin Azeh, the Mokam Nihuk HaMitzvah. Where do these mitzvahs of Orl and Revai apply? Which part of the world? Kisavoy Al Ha'aretz only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Comes the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai and tells us that's not the correct reading of the Pasuk. Kisavoy Al Ha'aretz is not telling you the Mokom Nihu Mitzvah, it's telling you the Zman Nihu Mitzvah. Whereas all the other mitzvahs began after Matan Torah, here the Torah says this mitzvah, this parsha only begins Kisavoy Al Ha'aretz. But once you'll do Kisavoy Al Ha'aretz, once that time comes, so this parsha applies Bein L'Aretz, Bein B'Chutz L'Aretz. It doesn't mean to say that this mitzvah of Orla and Netarvai only is noig in Eretz Yisrael. It's only noig after you'll conquer Eretz Yisrael, after you'll enter Eretz Yisrael. So then it applies all over the world. So there's a Rav Chaim and the Rav Chava both explain there'll be two nafkaminas in this. If you hold that the pasuk in Chumash is only only talking about Orla Beretz Yisrael, so then you'll only get Malkus on eating Orla Beretz Yisrael. Orla B'chutzla is a separate Iser. There is no pasuk at all. So if it's only a halacha Moshe Messina, there's no Malkus. But the Goyim understood otherwise. The Goyim understood that the halacha Moshe Messina tells you to translate the words in the pasuk differently. Kisavayel Horitz is telling you when Kisavayel, when you'll enter Eretz Yisrael, telling you there's man Yuga Mitzvah. Not teaching you the Mokum Niyuga Mitzvah. The Mokum Niyuga Mitzvah is Kol Olam Kula, all over the whole world. So it comes out after the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, comes out that Orla B'chutz Lartz is in the Pasuk. The Pasuk does cover Orla B'chutz Lartz. So that's the Machlekes, the Ramam and the Gaonim, where the one gets Malkus feeding Orla B'chutz Lartz. The Ramam holds no Malkus because the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is a new Halacha. And then the Ramam and the Gaonim argue Lushitasim, what would be the din of Ravai? So the Ramam holds that this is a separate halacha Moshe Messina. It's not that the halacha tells you how to reread the pasuk. The pasuk is only talking about Eretz Yisrael. The halacha Moshe Messina tells you a separate Easter that you're not allowed to eat orla b'chutz lartz. Now you want to extend it with a mamatzinu. So we say ein lemeidim halacha, ein lemeidim kal v'chaim halacha. You cannot extend the halacha Moshe Messina. The midah of kal v'chaim or at binyanav that all the dinim have to fit into one big pattern. That's only in Torah Shebechsav, not on Halachas L'Moshe Mitzinai. Each one is Eimid Bifnei Atzma. But the Goyim hold, we're not extending, we're not being Dan Amamatzinu from the Halachas L'Moshe Mitzinai of Orla to Netter Revai. No, the Halachas L'Moshe Mitzinai has reinterpreted the Pasuk. The Kisavoy El Horetz is not referring to the Mokum Niyuga Mitzvah, it's the Zman Niyuga Mitzvah. So the Mokum is called Olam Kulay. So this whole parsha that contains Orla and Revai goes Bein Moritz, Bein Mechutz Lartz. So that's where Rav Chaim and the Ragat Shabbat both explain. That's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim. So once you say like that, so the Ragat Shabbat goes one step further. He says he thinks there's a third Nafkamina also. How do you understand the nature of the Halacha L'Moshe Messina? Is it teaching you a separate Iser? You're not allowed to eat Orla B'chutz Lartz? Or is the Halacha L'Moshe Messina reinterpreting the Pasuk? When the Pasuk says, Kisavoy El Horetz, that's the Zman Niyuga Mitzvah. It's not the Mokum Niyuga Mitzvah. So he says, L'chapa Nafkamina, where the Orla B'chutz Lartz is Min HaNisrofim. Orla Beretz Yisrael is Min HaNisrofim. That's a Mishnah. So if Orla B'chutz Lartz, if we wave the magic wand over here, and we reinterpreted the Pasuk, and we accomplished that Orla Beretz Yisrael, Orla B'chutz Lartz licked in the Verta. The Pasuk is talking about Orla Beretz and Orla B'chutz Lartz. Orla all over the world is included in the Pasuk. And then there's no way you can explain why Orla B'chutz Lartz should not be Bisreif. Only the Chasam Sefer's explanation, and Rab Chaim is not so keen about that. So the Ragat Sheva says, but if you say like the Rambam, the Orla B'chutz Lartz is a separate Iser. It's a separate Iser. So he says, so why in the world should you think that it's Bisreifa? You want to make a Mamatzinu, just like Orla and Eretz Yisrael. So that's what he says, no, you can't extend the Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Masha Nema, Nema, Masha Loi Nema, Loi Nema. Just like you can't extend it to say, just like the Zorla, so too there's Revai. So you have no right to say, just like the Zorla, so too the Orla should be Bisreifa. No, Orla Bisreifa is only Orla of Eretz Yisrael. You don't have any Makkah for Orla B'chutz Lartz. So that's the discussion that they have. Why is Zarek as Havyanis? Why is he Zarek? Why is Nisarek as Havyanis? Pnei Yeshua has the question. Why Orla should be Bisreifa? So the Chasam Sefer gave his teretz. Chasam Sefer claims, Rach HaShulchan gets all excited. So Chasam Sefer claims, even Orla Beretz Yisrael is not Tone Sreifa. If you don't want to use the ashes, you're not moving. Why should you waste the time and burn it? If you want to use the ashes, then burn it, then the ashes will be Mutabana. But if it's a pain in the neck, so throw the whole thing in the garbage and fart it. And the others assume no. The Ragat Shav and Rab Chaim assume no. Zerkes Avyanis is only Be'orla B'chutz Lartz, because Orla B'chutz Lartz has a separate din, and it doesn't have the din of Sreifa. Shad is maybe it's Muta Bahano. Maybe Orla B'chutz Lartz is Muta Bahano, because the Gemara says, the Ragat Shav talks about this, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav, I think, the Amoraim who lived in Bavel all had trees and bushes. When they had Orla, so they didn't throw it out in the garbage. The Gemara says, "Habis sepukim esafki ahadadi."
they would invite their chavrusa over to eat by them, and then they would give them fruits that were orla. What kind of business is that? Zachlifne, even they say temichshol, he wouldn't give them chazer, he wouldn't give them basa b'chala, but they would give him havim mesafki ahadadi. They would give each other orla, and they wouldn't tell him that it was orla. So why is that? Why isn't that a violation of lifne iver? So the Gemara says, no, because safek orla b'chutz laaretz is mutter. Why? What happened to the din sveka deraisa l'chumah? The answer is that by orla b'chutz laaretz, one of the conditions of the yisur is that you have to have yediyah so yisur. Kozman, there's no yediyah so yisur, then there's no yisur. Just like mamzer sheni yodua. Safek mamzer is mutter min ha-Torah. Why? Because the Gemara says, mamzer sheni yodua is mutter. No, no. What if he's a vaday mamzer, but he's any yodua? Let's say nobody knows the background. I'm the rabbi in the community. I know that so many years ago, his mother remarried. She never had a get. She was an Eishes Ish. And she remarried. She never had a get. And all the children are mamzer. But the children don't know. Community does not. Nobody knows. I'm the only one. So the Gemara says in the end of Kiddushin, the fourth parak in Kiddushin, Rabbi Yudah Nasi knew about certain families in Eretz Yisrael that they were mamzerim. So he privately recommended to his Talmidim not to be misharech with those families. He didn't say publicly, Amam Zashen Yidu is mutter, and he can be Mesadik Gidush, and he can even read the Shidduch. Rabbi Chana Vasma writes, he can read the Shidduch. Because whatever you don't know won't harm you. By Mamzeris, Yediyas HaMamzeris, Yediyas HaYisr, is a condition in the Niyuk HaDin. If you don't have Yediyas HaMamzeris, then there's no Yisr at all. Amam Zashen Yidu is mutter. So the same is true regarding Orla B'chutz Lords. Same is true, it says, Rabbi Chana quotes like this, the whole essay. Same is true, it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say a doctor has a wedding tonight. So he was just in the hospital, he knows that Pliny died. And Pliny's son is going to go to the wedding with him. So the doctor can go and pick up Pliny's son and take him to the wedding and dance with him. His father just died. He's not allowed to attend the wedding. As long as he doesn't know, if I don't tell him that his father died, so he doesn't have to observe Avedis. Kozman, there's no Yediyah. The Gemara talks about Shmua Kroiva and Shmua Rechoika. When did he find out about the Avelis? Within 30 days or after 30 days? You see from the Gemara, the Kozman is no Yediya. Kozman, the person doesn't know that Pliny died, so the whole din of Avelis doesn't begin. So that's what you have in common, all these cases. By Avelis, that's what we say, Halachik Dira Mekel Ba'avo. You have to have a Yediya Vadois over the fact that someone died and over the fact that he's a relative of mine. And over the dinim, you have to have a yediyah vadois. So if you don't have a yediyah vadois, so the whole din of avelus doesn't apply, the whole din of mamzeris doesn't apply, the whole din of orla b'chutzlos doesn't apply. You have to have a yediyah vadois. So the Gemara says, if I have orla and I feed it to you, I put it on the table and I feed it to you. I know it's orla. I'm not going to eat it. But if I feed it to you and you don't know about it, so whatever you don't know won't hurt you. If I give you treifis, that's usher. Yediyas treifas is not a condition in the Yisr. If you eat chelev adam on a vela treifa, even if you didn't realize it, so that's, there's no misasik b'chalam arayish, kainahena. But over here by Orla, for whatever you don't know, doesn't hurt you. So the Achreinim asks, that's wonderful. We understand the Gemara. Having misab ki'adori. But Orla b'chutz lois is also b'hano. So how can I feed it to someone else? Like this, I would have to buy him, I have to go to the store, to the fruits and vegetable store, and buy half a dollar's worth of fruits and vegetables to serve it to him, and now I'm saving on shopping in the store. I'm giving him the orla, so the orla is also banor. Am I not getting hanor when I serve the orla to the guest who comes over to the house? So the Ragat Shaver, when he explains this Gemara, why it's not Bisrefa, why it's only Zorek, so he says, maybe it's Muta Bahanor. Maybe the whole din of Barla B'chutzlot has separate Allah HaMashim Messina. Maybe it's even Muta Bahanor. B'haraya, that's the Pukim Misafkeh HaDadi. He used to feed each other the orla that they had. So fine, you feed him, he doesn't have yediyah so yisur, so there's no yisur that we understand. But I know that it's orla, so how am I allowed to feed it to him? I'm saving money over here. Isn't that a violation of yisurah, no? So he suggests maybe you should say that orla b'chutzlor is mutabana. That's very difficult. The Pashta says that it's certainly not correct. Orla b'chutzlor is also bana. How can you go so far? But that's a question. So that's very often Rab Chaim and the Ragachava say the same thing. The only difference is Rab Chaim says the vort and that's all. And the Ragachava says it and then he expands. Then he goes further and he solves all the world's problems with this vort. Rab Chaim is limited. He solves one of the world's problems and the other 99 million problems he leaves alone. And the Ragachava a lot of times over here, the same vort over here, why it's not this straight. And then the Ragachava wants to go say maybe it's Mutabah Noah.
maybe more. He wants to go extend it even further.
Rabbi, according to the Bala more than Ron, would we say that if a person was mostly Rishus Lishus and Mamadal Alamas Mahel Method, he only brings one Chaitas because of like one Abalacha? Or should we say that?
I think so.
According to the
other Rishonim,
they would bring two, like...
No, I don't think so. It's also one Av Malach. I don't think so. If you do two Avos Malachas, Behel Mechad, then you have to bring two Karbanas Chatas. But if he's Motzi Meshus, Meshus Mavir, however you slice it, I think you'll only be Chayv one. Probably a Beferish Gemara. Should be a Beferish Gemara in Shabbos that you only Chayv one.
So what does the Balamor and the Ran argue with the other Rishonim?
They say that the nature of the prohibition is that it's a form of motzi meshus l'shus. What's the relevance? What's an afkamina? So that's what the Halichas Aliyo has an afkamina to answer Akash Avtaisis about the Akira Tzarech Hanochem. It may be relevant over there. Except Seifer wants to make an afkamina where the Mavadal Ramis is noig b'yontif. Maybe on yontif only the lametes of his malachas arasa. Maybe Mavad al Ramas doesn't apply to Yantas. If Mavad al Ramas is a form of Motzim Meshus Lushus, so then you carry over all the Lamentas of his Malachas, including Mavad al Ramas. But if you say that it's a separate Easter, so then maybe you shouldn't carry over. So he has a Makar and a Gemara to possibly argue the point that Mavad al Ramas doesn't apply to Yantas. Yeah, what do you say that one?
We don't apply, I also agree that it's going to be Matur Bana, because the whole Isra not only comes from the Mitzvah of Sreikva. So over here, there's no Mitzvah of Sreikva. So
Could be. You'll also have to agree that it's Mutar Bano. That'll be a big chiddush. Okay. Should follow. Logically, should follow. I don't know. Rav Soloveitchik raised such a question regarding another halacha on Moshe Messina, whether it's a new halacha or the halacha on Moshe Messina is reinterpreting a din d'oraisa. The Gemara says on the first daf in He'orel, towards the end of Maseches Yevamos, there's a whole parak that's entitled He'orel. That one who doesn't have a bris milah is not permitted to participate in Korban Pesach, that's a pasuk in Chumash, and he's not permitted to eat truma, that's not a pasuk in Chumash, that's already an extension of the din. So He'orel, a kohen orel, is not permitted to eat truma. So the Gemara says there on the first daf in Perak He'orel, that when Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah milah, when Moshe Rabbeinu Harsinim was given the mitzvah milah, only Mila was required. Priya was not required. There are two skins that cover over the Eber HaZachrus. You have on the outside, the upper skin is a thick skin. And then below that, there's a thin membrane. So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, till the days of Yishul Ben Nun, they were only obligated to do Mila, to cut off the Or HaOrlo, the outer thick skin. They weren't obligated to tamper with the Or HaPriya. And then from the days of Yishul Ben Nun, they were given the mitzvah Priya. Because the pasuk says in Sefer Yoshua, Kodesh Baruch Hu commands Yoshua ben Nun, he should gather together all the Jewish people, one big ma'amad, v'shuv, molas ben Yisrael shenis. They should be malem a second time around. How can you be mal a person a second time? We haven't had a bris, you can't be mal a second time. So the pasuk pshat is, no, for 40 years they weren't being mal anybody. Only Shevet Levi was observing Mila in the Midbar. And the other Shvatim were not observing a bris Mila. So just like there was a big national observance of Mila prior to Korban Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim, everybody was mal themselves because they were told Kol Ora Lo Yochel Bos, everybody was mal. So for 40 years, only Shevet Levi was mal. The mitzvah was not being observed. So Shumo L'Nashal Sheinis, this time is going to be a big national observance of Mila, and everyone's going to be mal themselves. That's the Pashup Shah. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Moshu Malis Malisel Shenis means be mal everybody a second time, even the people out of Bris Mila in the Midbar, even Shevet Levi, even those people who were over 40 years old from they had a Mila by before Pesach Mitzrayim, they have to mal themselves a second time. So Gemara says, what Shaykh? He can't be mal a second time. Gemara says, yes, because they only, from the days of Avraham Avinu till the days of Yishuv Ben Nun, they only did Mila, they didn't do Priya. And now they were given the Din of Priya. Yishuv Ben Nun was told that he should tell them the Din of Priya, to fold back or to cut off the Or HaPriya. For many generations they did them separately, Mil and Priya separately, and now it's already a few centuries they cut them both off together. Most of the Moilim, they arranged it in such a way that they cut off the Or HaMila with the Or HaPriya B'Vasachas. The Hungarians still insist chadush asam and atari, not allowed to be mishan any minhogim. So they insist that you do the milah separately and the priya separately. Rabbi Yankov Femden was a moil, so he says that it's a hidah mitzvah to cut them both up together. So most of the moilim do like that. Okay. So the Tosfos there is bothered with the kasha and yivam, the daf ayin on the base, the first daf in Ha'orel. Tosfos asks the kasha, what do you mean? Yishuv ben Nun came up with a new din, alpi nevuah, like we said, Yecheskel HaNavi, came up with a new din that an Orel, a Kohen Orel, is not allowed to be makor kabbana. So Yishuv ben Nun came up with a new din that when you do Milo, it's not enough to do Milo. From now on, you got to do Priya. They should have stoned him. They should have said he's a Novi Asheker. Ain't Novi Shalacharish Dova Meyata. You don't believe a Novi who's telling you to change the dinim that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. It's apikursus. The Tosfos says maybe the same answer that the Gemara gave by Yecheskel HaNavi, maybe it was Gemara Gemiri Lavase Yecheskel As Mechei Akro. Maybe it was always Allah Al Moshe Messina, and Yecheskel HaNavi just recorded it, not that he came up with a new din, that an oral Sha'avid Abedosa Psula. Maybe the same over here. Maybe there was Allah Al Moshe Messina that the day will come. The Gemara says they never observed Priya. It's not the same as by Orel. The Gemara says that there always was such a din, but it was never written in Chumash. Yecheskel HaNavi recorded it. So Tosfos suggests over here, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the day will come that a Navi will be given the din that they should add on Priya. But you don't have to observe it yet. Then came Yeshua ben Nun, he was told ben Nevuah that now is the time. Like the Gemara says, accepted opinion is that the Ksav Ashur that we write the Sefer Torah in was the Ksav Shalei Mohem Ashur. He brought it back from the Golas Bavel. Till the days of Ezra, the Sifrei Torah were not written in Ksav Ashur, they were written in Ksav Levi Noah, the other alphabet that appears on the Hammurabi inscriptions. A whole different shape of an alphabet. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, "Ein Novi Shal Chadish Dova Meyata." What do you mean? They believed Ezra that they should change the Ksav. They should have said he's a Novi Asheker, "Ein Novi Shal Chadish Dova Meyata." So the Rishonim say, "No, it says in the Tanakh." Mishnah HaTorah Hazois, and they had a tradition, the word Mishnah HaTorah means Ksav She'osed L'Hishtanais. They were told by Moshe Rabbeinu that a day will come that they're going to change the Ksav of the Sefer Torah, it'll be Alpi Navi. So then when the Navi, Ezra, came along, Ezra is Zul Malachi. Ezra is in Ksuvim, but the same individual, namely Malachi, is in Nevi'im. So he was a Navi, Malachi was a Navi. Ezra always refers to my two associates, Chaga and Zechariah. He never refers to Malachi. Haloi Dovahu. They were all at the same time. So the Chazal had a tradition. He was Malachi. He doesn't have to refer. He only refers to Chaga and Zechariah. And he was the third of the unit of three. So he was a Novi. So he, Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the day will come that the Ksav of the Sefer Torah will be changed al-Pi Novi. So it's not that the Novi is coming up yesh me'ayin to disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that a Novi will come and change that. So that's when it was in the sky. So the same over here, Tosfos says, but it's still different. Same over here. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the day will come that the nature of the mitzvah milah will be changed, that a Novi will come and tell you that you should do Priya as well. So then when Yeshua ben Nun came, they said, Mekan al Abba, now is the time Shumol is b'nei Yosel Shenis. Everybody has to have twice a bris mila. You have to have mila, you have to have priya. You have to have twice. So that's what Tosfos says. Maybe this was always Allah HaMoshe Mesinai, and then when Yeshua ben Nun came along, so he was told ben Nevuah he should change it. So now the Netziv has in his commentary on the Shiltas, on Parshas Lech Lecha, he has a discussion based on Achasam Sefer's Tshuva. He has a discussion, what was the nature of the change? Should I say that Mila is this Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? Tosfos calls it Priya Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. It's not that Yeshua ben Nun invented it. Yesh Me'ayin. There always was Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai that the day will come that it's going to be added. So the Tziv raised the question, what's the nature of this Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? Is it, in addition to the din of Mila, there's another din of Priya that only began from the days of Yeshua ben Nun on? Two different dinim. Or do you say, no, the din is Malvalai Parla Kilalai Mal. If you only did Mila, after the days of Yeshua ben Nun, if you only do Mila, you don't do Priya, then you're not Yaitzeh. And if you have a bris on Shabbos, Mila bizman is Decha Shabbos, you only do Mila, you don't do Priya, then you're Mechal Shabbos. You have to do the Mila and the Priya. If you only did Mila without Priya, you're not Yaitzeh any. So the Shaila is, and it's Tziv raises the Shaila, what's the nature of the din? Is it in addition to the Mila, you have to do Priya as well? Or does it mean that Mikan v'yelech, the definition of Mila, means Gilo HaTorah, and it has to be Nizgalsa HaTorah, both Mitzad the Or HaOrla and Mitzad the Or HaPriya. So Kozman, you don't do the priya, it's considered as if. You didn't even do the mila. The definition of mila means not cutting off the or harla, means to be megala de atara from both of its kisuyim. You have to remove both of the kisuyim. My nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? So the Netziv discussed a shaila that appears in the tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer. They did a bris on a baby, they did a mila, and then by mistake, they didn't do the priya properly. So the moel comes back later on in the afternoon on the same day, like 6 hours later, he sees that he didn't do the priya properly. So when he does the priya, he has to say a bracha, because he wasn't yotze in the morning. So what nusach bracha should he say? Should he say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvasu b'tzivanu al ha-mila? Because he didn't do the mila. Now that we have in the days of Avraham Avinu, days of Moshe Rabbeinu, till the days of Yishuv ben Nun, that was the mitzvah of mila, just to do mila. Mikan v'yelach, the mitzvah of mila means gilu ha-torah. So he didn't do the gilu ha-torah v'shleim usa yet. So he says a bracha al ha-mila. Or should I say no? Mila means cutting off the orah orla. He did it. He said the bracha in the morning after davening when they had the bris. He said ala mila. He did the mila. He didn't do the priya. So now in the afternoon, 6 hours later, he'll say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvasu ala priya, and he'll do the priya now. So that's a diun in the Netziv. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's along the lines of Rav Chaim's explanation over here. Rav Chaim says there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Gaonim. What's the nature of the halacha l'mashim Sinai by Orla B'chutz Lortz? Is it that the halacha l'mashim Sinai interprets that it falls back into the pasuk, or it's a separate din? So that's the suffix, the diun that the Netziv raises regarding the priya. Someone wants to raise a question, give an answer.
Yeah, I was asking Rashi and Chumash that Yishmael had priya.
Yeah. I don't know.
See, that priya was given.
So the Mefarshim asked that kasha. They asked on Rashi. So they say Avraham Avinu came kala tarkula chulei nitna. He fulfilled everything. So he didn't do mila before he was commanded. But once he was commanded to do mila, then he volunteered priya on his own, like he volunteered everything else. So why didn't he volunteer mila before he was commanded? So they talk about that too. Okay. But they say the fact that Avraham Avinu kiyam priya was as an ena mitzvah v'yos, like all the other mitzvahs that he volunteered. Good. All the Mefarshim and Rashi talk about that. Very good kash. That's a very good kash. Yeah. So the Gemara raised the question. So we have Orla B'chutz Loretz. It says Zorikas Rav Yonis. You don't burn it. You just throw it out in the garbage. So that's Pnei Yeshua raises the question. And the later post, Chasam Sofer, all the other raise the question. Why don't you burn it? Okay. And he only burns he only throws out the avyonis. The kafris and the shell, he does eat. So the shayla is lememer. You mean to say the avyonis is the pear, the kafris is not the pear. Kafris is edible. It's edible. So you mean to say, but it's not the pri, fregumar or aminu. When you mafrish trumas and maestris, you have to be mafrish not only on the fruit, you have to be mafrish on the kafris and on the shell as well. And when you eat it, you say bari pihuetz, not only when you eat the pri, when you eat the kafrisin, you also say ala avyonis v'ala kafrisin amu bari pihuetz. So you see that it is a pri. It's chayv and trumas and maisit, and you say bari pihuetz. You say bari pihuetz is called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun, because it's called a pri when you get to the din of trumas and maisit. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, so why B'chutz Lortz? Why is Erechelis HaKafrisin? It should have an Isur Orlo. So the Gemara says, Kol HaMekol Baratz HaLacha K'mosa B'chutz Lortz. Since there is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Eina Mesasar Elev Yenis Belvad, even if you don't accept his opinion, but it is a legitimate opinion, so Kol HaMekol Baratz HaLacha K'mosa B'chutz Lortz, that makes it into a Safek Orlo. That's how the Gemara says. So then the Gemara says, so why didn't he say halacha like Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, he would have thought you always pass like Rabbi Akiva. So why didn't he say halacha like Rabbi Akiva b'chutz l'aretz? Gemara says, now if he would have only said halacha like Rabbi Akiva b'chutz l'aretz, one might have thought, hava amina hanemili l'gabi maisa ilon debaretz gufa midirabonon. Hava gabi orla debaretz midiraisa eme b'chutz l'aretz nami nigzar kamash malon. So the Gemara draws a contrast between Trumas and Maisis on Paris or Elon, the whole thing from the beginning is only the Rabbanon, as opposed to Orla, that Orla does apply Menat Torah. Orla is Menat Torah, and B'chutz Lortz is Halach L'Mashim Esinu. So
So yesterday we were discussing this line in the Gemara. Maiser ha'ilan ba'oretz gufa zoni mid rabbanan. Trumas and maiser san peris ha'ilan. So we discussed the machlekes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. The Rambam Tosfos Shita is Rashi and Tosfos and the Ravid are of the opinion that the obligation to be mafresh Trumas and maiser ben atar is only on dogon tirish v'yitzah. Because the pasuk talks about reishis the gonfa tirosh chavitzarecha. Reishis means the truma. The first afrasha is the truma. So it only says on dogon tirish v'yitzah. And other things the trumas and maiser only the rabban. The Rambam's opinion is, what does dogon mean? Chameshis mean the dogon. What does tirish mean? Tirish means wine or grape juice. And yitzah means olive oil. So the Rambam assumes, the Ramban Achumish holds that only wine and olive oil are chayv min haTorah, and grapes are only chayv min haRabbanan, and olives are only chayv min haRabbanan. So Rabbi Kevega on Mishnayis Trumas says the Kasha. The Mishnayis that talk about the farmer being mafresh Trumas and Maisis on the grapes, and then he makes wine out of it. So when he's going to make wine, it's going to be chayv min haTorah. So why is he mafresh when it's only mid haRabbanan? Why doesn't he wait till the Gemara, till it becomes Mechuyvin Trumas and Maisis? He has a taina against the Ramban. But the Ramban holds like that. The Ramban holds only Dogon Tirish V'Yitzer, Trumas and Maisis on grapes, and Trumas and Maisis on olives itself is only with the Rabbanan. It's only the Raisa when you had the Gemara Malachta, when you made wine out of it, when you made olive oil out of it. So the Rambam holds not like that, Ramban. The Rambam holds, if olive oil is chayiv, olives are also chayiv in Trumas and Maisus. And if grape juice and wine is chayiv in Trumas and Maisus, so the grapes themselves are chayiv in Trumas and Maisus. So the Rambam is hard-pressed to understand ma nishtana grapes and olives from other fruits. If grapes and olives are chayiv, so why shouldn't apples and pears also be chayiv? So it's not such a murderous kasha. You can say grapes and olives are from the Shivas Aminim. Maybe that's why they're chayiv. And pears and apples are not from the Shivas Aminim. So some Rishonim Taka say like that all Shivas Aminim of Peris are chayiv min haTorah. So dates and pomegranates and figs are chayiv in Trumas Maisis min haTorah. So the Rambam doesn't like that answer. Shivas Aminim is Nemra Nechumish with respect to Bikurim. Shivas Aminim does not play a role with respect to Trumas Maisis. It doesn't. Most of the Rishonim do not accept that position. That all Shivas Aminim are chayiv, all fruits Shivas Aminim. So the Rambam understands from the fact that wine and olive oil is chayv and shumas and maizim. He understands that grapes and olives are chayv, not like the Ramban. Then he says from the fact that grapes and olives are chayv, it's an indication that all fruits that grow on a tree are chayv and atar and shumas and maizim. The Gemara says maizim yerek is the Rabban, that's vegetables. According to the Rambam, we have another difference between fruits and vegetables. We were discussing whether the bush is dina ketri or the bush is not dina ketri. So we had, the Gemara only has three nafkaminas. One nafkamina with the Rabbanon, is it Hoetz or Ho'adoma? And then two nafkaminas on the level of the Raisa, whether it can create Kalayim Bekerem, Kalayim Besoda, and whether it has a din of Arlo. So here there's a third nafkamina, according to the Rambam, if it's considered a tree, so it's Chayvin Shumas and Maisis Menadar. If it's not considered a tree, it's like a vegetable, then Maisis Yerik is the Rabbanon. So the shaila is, how did the Rambam read this line in the Gemara? The Gemara says the Maaser Ilan, that the whole thing is only mid Rabbanan. So most of the Rishonim understand Maaser Ilan is only the Rabbanan. You're talking about Trumas and Maisus on Tzlaf. Tzlaf is something other than grapes and olives. Grapes and olives will be the rice. Dogon Tirish V'Yitzah is the rice. All other fruits are only the Rabbanan. There's a Gemara in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that Trumas and Maaser on Boxer is only mid Rabbanan. So the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Trumas, because Boxer is basically Michael Behemoth, not really Royal Achilos Odom. If he gets stuck, St. John's bread. Apparently St. John must have been in the same cave with Reb Shimon Baichoy, I don't know. They had nothing to eat, so they ate Boxer. B'shas HaTchak eat Boxer, but basically it's Michael Behemoth. So the Rambam says that's why Boxer is only with the Rabbanan. But other fruits that grow on a tree, real fruits, that's Royal Achilos Odom, the Rambam holds Chayv and Shumas Maaser Menatar. And the Ravid is Masig, and the Rambam says, no, Boxer is a dugma of all the other Parasilin. All Parasilin are Chayv min haTorah. The Ravid holds all Parasilin are only Chayv min haRabbanan. The only two that are Chayv min haTorah are Dogon Tirish V'Yitzah, only the grapes and the olives. All the other Parasilin are Chayv min haRabbanan. The Rambam understood
that Bakhtar is the Yetzman Akhlal does not boil Achilusan. So, inshallah, according to the Rambam, what does the Gemara say? That's what was asked yesterday. What does the Gemara say? My Siril and the Bard's goof is only with the Rabbana. So, the Rambam answers the question. In the end of Perak Aleph and Hilchus Trumas, the Rambam writes, A Trumas Va Maises Bizman Hazeh is only mid the Rabbana. That's what it means in the Gemara. And then he tells you, what did I mean when I said the expression Bizman Hazeh? I don't mean Mizman Hazeh after the Churban Bayis Sheni. I mean Mizman Hazeh after the Churban Bayis Rishon. A Trumas Va Maises, from the days of Yishuv Ben Nun, after Sheva Shekovshu, Sheva Shechilku, the first 14 years, Eretz Yisrael didn't have the full Kedusha yet. After Sheva Shecholkim, Sheva Shekovshu, Sheva Shecholku, so from year number 15 on, so Trumas Maisis Menoig Ben Atar up until the Churban Bayis Rishon. Then we assume Kitchel Shaita, Veloi Kitchel Asilav. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was Batla for 70 years. Then when they came back at the beginning of the Binyan Bayis Sheni, so Ezra and Nechemiah, somehow we don't know exactly what they did, what they do. They waved the magic wand. Somehow they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael the second time. They didn't do Kibush Vechiluk. There was no Kibush. So the Kesem Mishnah on the first page in Hilchas Trumas discusses what exactly they did do to be Mekadosh. They made a declaration, an oral declaration, but hereby Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. So we're not exactly sure how they did it, but they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha Shnia. So the Rambam's opinion is, he writes, HaTrumas Ramaises Bizman Hazeh Afilu Bimei Ezra, not Bizman Hazeh after the Churban Bayis Sheni. No! Kedusha Shnia was Kitchel Asid Lavoi. Kedusha Shnia was not Batla. But even Bizman Bayis Sheni, HaTrumas Ramaises was only the Rabbana. Because it wasn't the Bias Kulchem. That's what the Rambam writes. There was a lack of Bias Kulchem. In the days of Yishuv Ben Nun, there was a Bias Kulchem. True, Eretz Yisrael was endowed with Kedusha Min HaTorah in the days of Ezra Nechemiah. That's with respect to other dinim. That's with respect to Leket Shikcha Peya Peret and Olos, the Matnas Aniyim Yechai Min HaTorah. But when he gave the Trumas and Maisus, not because there was a lack of Bias Kulchem. Where does he come off to say, where does it say Bias Kulchem in connection with Trumas and Maisus? That's a Pella. It doesn't say. The Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Chafei, says that Bias Kulchem is a condition of Chala. The Gemara draws a contrast. It's only a challah, doesn't apply to Trumas and Maaseh. How does the Rambam quote? Ki savoyu el ha'oretz, bevayachem el ha'oretz. That's bevayachem el ha'oretz. That yichayv in challah. The Gemara said, bevayachem implies bias kulchem. And in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, there was no bias kulchem. Hardly anybody. 1% of the Jewish population came back to Eretz Yisrael, and 99% decided to stay behind. So there was a lack of bias kulchem. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam probably understood the Gemara, that the Maisa Ilon, that's what we're talking about, Rabbi Kiva Shita by Maisa Ilon, the Ba'oritz Gufa Midirabana, not because Trumas and Maisa San Peres Ilon is Midirabana. The Rambam holds Trumas and Maisa San Peres Ilon is their Raisa, yeah, but that's only Bizman Bayis Rishon. And Bizman Hazeh, the Gemara is talking about, Bizman Hazeh, it's only the Rabbana, not because Kedusha Shni or Batla, no, Kedusha Shni or Le Batla. Because even Bizman Bayis Sheni was only the Rabbana. That's what the Rambam is, because there was a lack of Bias Kulchan. That is the Gemara. Then we had a Gemara, another din, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. The Oman Aleph, the Gemara was saying, what they say, Hoetzu Hadama is an issue, the Rabbanan has to be determined by the laws of Orla, by the laws of Trumas and Maisus. You have to determine it by the laws of Kloy HaKerem. Is it a tree? Is the bush a tree or is the bush not a tree? You have to figure out on the level of the Raisa. And it's relevant, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Gemara has an Amud Beis also like that. If you eat pilpilim, do you say a bracha or not? So the Gemara says it depends. Pilpilim retifto, you say a bracha. Pilpilim neveshta, you don't say a bracha. How do you know you don't say a bracha and pilpilim neveshta? It's an issue of the Rabbanan. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. And on the level of the Raisa, we have a din distinguishing between Pilpul and Yevashta, Pilpul and Retifta, namely, Oichol B'yom HaKippurim. Hakos Pilpul B'yom HaKippurim Potter, if it's Pilpul and Yevashta, you're Potter. So that's on the level of the Raisa. So this indicates on the level of the Rabbanon, one would not say a bracha at all. So Rabbi Akiva has a sefer on brachas that's called Rush V'chidush, sefer on more than one mesichta. Most of the Sefer is not on Brocha, it's very little on Brocha. So he's bothered with that kasha. He says, maybe on Yom Kippur you're potter because Shaloi Kederach Achilasai. And Kol HaTarakul, if somebody eats tray for food, Shaloi Kederach Achilasai, so there's no Issa Deraisa. There's even a machlekes whether there's an isa derabbanan. The shach we mentioned yesterday, the shach and yeredeh simikuf nun hey paskins like the Rav Yoh, that there isn't even an isa derabbanan to eat. Macholas asur shalok kederech achilos. If you have something that's also ba'ano, then the Gemara says if you get hano shalok kederech ano osay, that's mutam and ater, that's also with the rabbanan. That's if you get hano shalok kederech anos. But if you do achilo, because hano, there is no specific form, there's no official form of hano. So that's a chiddush that the Gemara says if you get hano shalok kederech ano osay, there's no isa deraisa. So there the Gemara says, but there is an isa derabbanan. You only makel b'makom chol l'shem v'sakana. But if a person eats treif of food shalok derech achilosai, there is a specific action that's described as a delineated act that's described as achila. You swallow the food, goes down the base. I believe if he put it in by intravenous, he put it food stuffing, enters the body in some fashion other than going down the base ablia, that's not called achila. So even if you do eat achila, you take the food, you swallow it, but it's burning hot or it's ice cold straight from the freezer, hard like a rock, eat a shalok derech achilosai. So the Gemara says that's not called achila, and the Rabbi holds there isn't even an isa derabbanan, and the shach paschen is like that. The shach zay doesn't understand how did he make a distinction. If shalok derech anosam is also with the rabbanan, you only mat the mamakum chodesh emisakana. So the same should be true regarding shalok derech achilosam. Should be also the rabbanan, should only be mut the mamakum chodesh emisakana. That's why on the bottom of the page in the Yeridaya, Rabbi Kevega tells you, look in the Shach Azariah, he doesn't understand what's going on with the Shach. But then in the back of the Yeridaya, they have the Ha'oris from the Baruch Tam, the Imre Baruch, he always has Moira Dike Ha'oris. He doesn't just say fluffy things. He always, mamish, hits the nail on the head. He says exactly what you're talking about. And he'll quote, there's a line in the Shita Mukubet says that says, not so. And there's a line in there, Rashba says, not so. And you can't argue with him. He's not being Medavin Milsom Lissa. He says, exactly. So over here, on this Shach, he says the Terence. He says, Shalok Ederech Achilosai, the Rav Yoh holds that that's had to go. Shalok Ederech Anosai was a question in the Gemara. That was a debate. Is there such a din? So we pass, can Shalok Ederech Anosai, there's no Isa Deraisa, but there is an Isa Derabbanan. But Shalok Derech Achilosa, the Rabbi holds that there isn't even an Isa Derabbanan. It's at the Gomer. You don't even need B'makom Chayla. Shalok Derech Achilosa is at the Gomer. Here, this din, Kos Pilpule B'yomet Gipuri Potter. So when the Rosh quotes it, it's on the bottom of the page of the Rosh, the Taisis Yontif, the Madani Yontif, I think, or the other one, the Lechem Chadibi Chamudis. So he quotes the Machloikis, the Rav Yoh and the other Rishonim, is there an Isa Derabbanan? So the Rav Yoh is Lishitosa. Just like the Rav Yoh writes over there, that if you eat non-kosher food, shalok ederech achilos and het gomor, you don't even have to be a chodesh em sakana. So he says on Yom Kippur, if you eat kos pilpul, if Yom Kippur is het gomor, is mutar legamre. And the other Rishonim disagree, because they hold that there is an Isa derabbanan here. That's what we usually assume. The Torah says that there is an Isa derabbanan. The Torah disagrees with that Rav Yoh, that there is an Isa derabbanan. So Rabbi Kivega was bothered with the kasha. Fine, the Gemara, the whole Daf Gemara is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. All the Dinim Derabbanan are established pattern after the Dinim Deraisa. But how did you figure this out? From Kos Pilpul and Magvipay Pater, so therefore it follows no brach at all. If a person eats Shaluk Aderach Achilosan, we said on Amen Aleph, if he eats Karachaya or Kimcha Desire, Shmuel was quoted 20 lines from the top by the tiny letter Vav, on Lamed Vav Amen Aleph. So Shmuel was quoted as saying, the bracha is knocked down to shahakal. Whenever you eat shalok derech achilosai, you only say shaki, you don't say any of the fancier brachas, adama who eats and so on. You don't say any fancy brachas. Because pilpula biyom kippuri is pater, because you shalok derech achilosai. So if you eat pilpula in yibeshta, you should say shahakal. How did you come to the conclusion that you don't say a bracha at all? That's Rabbi Kivega's kasha in the drush v'chidush. So we said as a teretz, teretz to the kasha, but pshat in the Gemara. It's not a teretz on the kasha, pshat in the Gemara. The Shach Azariah writes a chiddush that if you eat on Yom Kippur, you eat food shalok derech achilos, it'll be an isa deraisa. It's not that it's only the rabbanan, maybe it's even het gomer. No, it'll be an isa deraisa. The Gemara says there are two cases where shalok derech achilos is an isa deraisa. What are the two? Basa b'cholav and kloy hakeren. By nevele and by behemet meyo. And by chelev and dam, if you eat shalok derech achilos, it's not an isa deraisa.
with the two exceptions of basar b'chalav and klakem. What do they have in common? Manishtana basar b'chalav klakem. So the Gemara says because it never says a lashon achila in the Chumash. By all the other machalas asuras, it says l'sechel kol nebeila, l'sechel kol treifa. Here, here, what does it say by basar b'chalav? It never says that it's asav achila. We figured it out on our own that it's a whole yafusa that it's asav. And by klakem it says pentugdash pentugaresh. Never says the lashon achila. So since it doesn't say lashon achila, so this din that shalok derech achilasim is mutam and atara doesn't apply in this case. So the Shagazari says just like the Gemara says it benigir too. Basa b'chal b'tlai akem never says achila. So he says eating on Yom Kippur never says achila either. It says hanefesh. It says v'nismas nafshes seichem hanefesh shalosuuna. So since the verb achila never appears in Chumash in connection with fasting, eating on Yom Kippur, so even shaluk aderach achilasa will constitute an isa deraisa. The guy's going to eat food on Yom Kippur, straight from the freezer, ice cold, hard like a rock. He says that'll be an isa deraisa. The guy will eat burning hot food. He burns his tongue. It'll be an isa deraisa. So why is so not like Rabbi Kivega? Rabbi Kivega says that cause pilpul Yom Kippur is potter if it's pilpul in yeveshta, because shaluk aderach achilasa. So that's not according to the Shagzai. It's not true. Shaluk aderach achilasa will be an isa deraisa. The Sfasemis and Yuma brings a riot. He doesn't even quote the Shagzari. He says the same chiddush on his own, and he brings a riot to that. He says the Mishnah says, "Kol ha'echel mitztarfim zeh mzeh on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, in order to be chayv kares, you have to eat a kaseves hagasa, and in drinking, you have to drink a maloy lugmak." So the Mishnah says, "Kol ha'echel mitztarfim lekishir, v'chol ha'mashkim mitztarfim lekishir." So he says there are certain foods that just don't blend in one with the other. He eats the first food and then he eats the second food. They have a totally different flavor. They contradict each other. You're drinking. You're going to drink first milk and then you're going to drink orange juice. It doesn't blend in together. So why is kala mashkim mitztarfim zem zem? So he says, even though chaloka derech achilosim, it's abnormal to drink this mashke after that mashke, and to eat this oichel after that oichel. From the simple reading of the Mishnah, it would appear that even chaloka derech achilosim on Yom Kippur is also chayiv. The only thing that's potter is kos pilpuli. Why is it potter on Yom Kippur? Not because shalok derech achilos. That's not a mitigating factor. It's because the cheftz is not roil achila. Pilpul on yeveshta doesn't have a shame oichel. So that's the case. You eat on Yom Kippur, you're potter because it doesn't have a shame oichel. So called the tikkun rabbanan came there. I said tikkun doesn't have a shame oichel. It's not roil achila. So you don't say a bracha either. A guy's eating paper. He's gonna eat paper. He swallows. There are people that chew on their ballpoint pen. And then they eat up the plastic, or they swallow, or they eat on it, they chew a pencil, and they eat the wood. So that's not oichel. So no bracha is recited at all. That was the Gemara's riot. Not like Rabbi Kivega thought. Kos pilpuli potter because shaluk aderech achilosam. So yes, why don't you say shahakom? No, it's not because shaluk aderech achilosam is irrelevant on Yom Kippur. The reason why he potter because it's not a cheftz of oichel. So it's not oichel, so you don't say a bracha either. That's a klal in Shas. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Derais the Tikkun. We don't realize very often this whole Daf Gemara on Amud Aleph Amud Beis. The whole thing is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Derais the Tikkun. The Gemara is establishing well the dinim de Rabbanan. When is it Hoetim? When is it Hoadama? And so on, based on the dinim derais. That was one of the recurrent themes in Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim. Something came up in the history of the world, and the Chachamim made a din derabbanan because of something. So he said, you shouldn't just think they invented a din derabbanan because of this case or that case. No, it has to fit into a pattern. Halacha has a whole system called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Derais Tikkun. Very often, Rav Chaim Isa has this, and Achiezer. Very often, what motivated the Chachamim to introduce a din derabbanan was a certain consideration. And then once they made the din derabbanan, it has to be patterned after some din deraisa, so it no longer has anything to do with the ma'aser shehoyu. It doesn't necessarily follow that the geder ha'iser corresponds to what motivated them to make these. They were motivated because of one consideration, but then you can't just make an iser derabbanan in the middle of nowhere. It has to be patterned after some din deraisa. So that was one of the recurring themes in the shiur. He would always try to research What is the din deraisa? From the dinim derabbanan, you can sometimes prove what the dinim deraisa used to be. Rabbi Chana Wasserman in the Sefer Yevam has a whole essay about this, has a whole siman, has a whole chapter in the Sefer where he quotes fascinating Gemaras, not from Yevamos, all over Shas, but the Gemara is mistupik about the din deraisa, and the Gemara is poishet what was the din d'araisa based on a din d'rabbanan? The assumption being that the dinam d'rabbanan must have certainly been patterned after the dinam d'araisa. So this whole daf gemara was like that.
Rashi seems
that
shalai kedar,
yeah.
Not that it's not a mice. Rashi seems to fetch that it's his mice that it's not.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe Rashi is just translating the word kos. Maybe that's not the reason why he's putter on Yom Kippur. I don't know if Rashi is going to disagree with the Shagas Aryeh and the Svasenas.
I think Rashi
answered
and does say that if you eat on Yom Kippur,
Shalokadaka,
then you are putter because Zelo Mikraim.
Oh.
Rashi answered does.
Okay. If he says so, he says so. But it's problematic. Problematic. So how can you prove from one to the other? Argument.
So
that's
right. Else, I think, asked that question also on
mm-hmm. Okay. So yesterday I just realized that I won't be able to give a shiur on Thursday tomorrow. The 1:30 shiur, I will be back for that, I think. But the early shiur I won't be able to give. And then on Sunday, I plan to go out of town for Shabbos, but I plan to be back for the Shiva on Sunday. So don't celebrate that much. You're not putter for me, so. Anybody going to see Rabbi Willig this afternoon?
No.